Bud Light, great taste for your great times.
See you, dude! Wait!
Are raising concerns, along with Arlen Specter and a bunch of other folks, about whether or not what George W. Bush did is in fact legal. If it is not, and I get the impression, I haven't heard anybody other than somebody in the Bush administration say it was legal, then he violated the law. Now, Mayor Mike Bloomberg, a fellow Republican, sits up and says that people who violate the law, at least as far as the transit workers are concerned, should pay a price. What price should George W. Bush pay for violating the law? Is the I word, and I'm not talking about iPod here, is the I word out of bounds? Are people who talk about the possibility of impeaching this guy over a clearly illegal act that he admitted, is that something that we need to start talking about? We're going to be talking to the man at the center of the New York City transit strike of 2005. Roger Toussaint joins us on the on-ramp to Air America Mornings. My name is Mark Riley on the Air America Radio Network.
Sally Field for Save the Children. We've all seen the devastation the hurricanes have wrought. Now imagine how we can make it better. Imagine all the children from the hurricanes feeling safe again.
Imagine all the children back with their families again. Imagine all the children going to school again.
Please help us create lasting change for children here at home and around the world. Call 1-800-SAVE-THE-CHILDREN or visit SaveTheChildren.org.
Imagine we can save the children.
Imagine.
What's your idea of good news? How about being on a free cruise with your friends and family? Aleve, the pain reliever devoted to providing good news for people with arthritis, is offering you the chance to win a 7-night cruise for four on a luxury ship. Visit AleveGoodNews.com to enter. While you're there, read all the good news Aleve users shared with us, and maybe you can share some of yours, like winning a free cruise, for example. Visit AleveGoodNews.com.
No purchase necessary. For rules and free entry info, call 800-353-3343. Sweepstakes sends 13106. U.S. residents 18 or older. Void where prohibited. Uses directed for minor arthritis pain.
AM 760. The real story. 24-7 on AM 760.
Jay Marvin, 6 to 10.
Al Franken, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
Randy Rhoads, 48, the best.
Because then again, Creek Mall. Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhoads, The Majority Report, and Mike Malloy. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, 410 Denver Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. It's not the full story, but investigators do have an important clue on the cause of Monday's seaplane crash off Miami Beach. Acting Transportation Safety Board Chairman Mark Rosenker says wreckage from the aging plane had serious cracking on the beam that connected the right wing to the fuselage.
We've seen fatigue. We don't know why that fatigue appeared. That is what we're trying to determine.
The wing broke off in flames moments before the plane crashed, killing at least 19 people. Rosenker says the cracking should have been repaired, but it would have taken a serious inspection to find it. Saddam Hussein, in court for the first time in 2 weeks, saying little as a witness described what happened to Shiites who were rounded up after a failed attempt on Saddam's life in 1982.
I used to hear screaming and shouting. Afterwards, there was a silence. There was a body coming out.
Saddam has been sitting quietly listening to testimony from a man who says he was 12 at the time of an assassination attempt on Saddam in the town of Dujail. He says he, like others, was rounded up and beaten and taken to Abu Ghraib, where he says many children died. Saddam only spoke up once, and that was to ask the judge to leave the courtroom for the noontime prayer. The judge refused.
CBS's Cammie McCormick in Baghdad. Saddam's accused of ordering the massacre of more than 140 men and boys. It's the second day of transit strike traffic gridlock and burning shoe leather in New York. Just getting to work can be a full-time job. John O'Brien skated over the Brooklyn Bridge.
I work on Wall Street. I have things to do, and I have to get to work, and this is the only means I have right now.
How's business? Don't ask.
Business is beat down a lot.
You're in a big trouble.
Because, you know, I can't pay the rent. I can't pay the people who work. What are you going to do?
A judge in Harrisburg has ruled that a Pennsylvania school district may not teach intelligent design as an alternative to the theory of evolution. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
Will the ruling here stall the intelligent design movement across the country? ACLU lawyer Vit Volchak hopes so.
We sincerely hope that other school districts who may have been thinking about introducing intelligent design will pause.
But other cases are brewing, including one in Michigan where a lawsuit is threatened on behalf of two teachers who've been banned from instructing middle schoolers about intelligent design. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
A judge on the secret court that issues national security wiretaps has reportedly quit. Sources tell the Washington Post the judge was upset by President Bush's decision to approve wiretaps without a court order. The Senate is set for a key vote on oil drilling in the Alaskan wilderness. The House approved drilling earlier in the week. In Windsor, England, fans cheered Elton John and an attendant threw rice after John's same-sex civil partnership ceremony with longtime partner David Furnish. Ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are up almost 4 points. This is CBS News.
There are two kinds of bikers. There's the tough, hardcore biker, like Smokey here.
Hey, bro.
And then there's the weekend rider, like Jeff.
Hey, man.
These two bikers couldn't be more different, except for one thing. You both have Geico motorcycle insurance. Because Geico covers most kinds of motorcycles, and they offer money-saving discounts. So, you see, you guys, you have more in common than you thought.
Neat.
For a free rate quote on motorcycle insurance, visit geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
Don't be surprised if you see Seahawks quarterback Matt Hasselbeck cleaning his elderly neighbor's gutters, mowing their lawn, or teaching them yoga.
Mr. Emmerling, that is one heck of a downward dog.
Thanks, Matt.
Matt donates his time to help seniors through the United Way. For over 30 years, the United Way and the NFL have been helping to strengthen America's communities. But even they can't tackle problems facing seniors alone. Maybe you could give them a help in your community.
The Men's Warehouse Winter Sale is on now. Save up to 50% on select styles.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, we are looking good this morning. Southbound I-25 moving along fine for your ride into downtown into T-Rex, I-70, 225, and 6th Avenue. All check and clear. The Turnpike and C-470 also in great shape at the moment. Have one problem working. It's off the highways. Multi-car crash on Santa Fe at Mineral. Only one lane open with that. And around town, things still pretty quiet on the diagonal. Highway 93 and Foothills Parkway, South Boulder Road, Belmont, and Broadway. They're trouble-free right now, too. Now, checking the forecast, going to be warmer today. Highs close to 60. We're already at 38 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760.
The following is a non-religious and totally secular greeting from AM 760. We hope you have a wonderful time during any vacation days taken in any and all time spent with your family. Happy something or other from AM 760. Progressive Talk.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by the Braun Activator, the world's best self-cleaning shaver guaranteed, and by the Therapist Select Shiatsu Massage Back Cushion from Home Medics, the leaders in massage innovation. A federal district court judge has ruled that it is unconstitutional to teach intelligent design in public schools. Judge John E. Jones III, an appointee of President Bush, found in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, against the Dover School Board, and gave its members a tongue-lashing for allowing intelligent design to be taught as an alternative to evolution, which he called a decision of breathtaking inanity, and accused them of lying to cover up their religious motives. The parents who sued the Dover School Board couldn't have asked for more.
This opinion is a complete victory.
Their lawyer, Eric Rothschild.
I think those who attended the trial saw that the Emperor of Intelligent Design had no clothes.
More after this for the Braun Activator Shaving System, which delivers the ultimate in shaving and cleaning performance. Its revolutionary smart foil technology captures hair growing in any direction. The contour-hugging head automatically adjusts to every facial contour for maximum closeness and comfort. And Braun's Activator also comes with the most advanced clean and renew system, which keeps it feeling like a new shaver every day. The Braun Activator, simply the world's best self-cleaning shaver, guaranteed. For more information, visit Braun.com. Here's something Gene and I are using that both of us think is terrific and would make a fantastic yet affordable holiday gift. The Home Medic Shiatsu Massaging Back Cushion. You put it across any chair, and it delivers a relaxing, deep-kneading, stress-melting massage. The Home Medic Shiatsu Massaging Cushion is state-of-the-art. Consumer's Digest has given it a Best Buy award. The Shiatsu Massaging Back Cushion from Home Medics. this year's perfect holiday gift, available at stores everywhere. Visit HomeMedics.com today. The federal district court decision against teaching intelligent design in public schools is disappointing to some.
This issue's not over, and the ACLU knows that.
Jim Cashman is one of the 8 Dover school board members who decided in favor of intelligent design and were voted out in an election last month.
Sometimes a little persecution or a ruling like this makes people even stronger.
Dover is a small rural town, mostly white, mostly Christian, and conservative. Draw your own conclusion, says one of the plaintiffs.
I would like to draw the conclusion that if it hasn't been successful in Dover, it's not going to be successful anywhere.
But disappointed intelligent design advocates like Casey Luskin aren't giving up.
This is a scientific theory. We believe the judge got it wrong in equating intelligent design with creationism. So this is a loss for education as a whole. And in that sense, we're absolutely disappointed.
Not Casey Brown, though.
It vindicated my feelings, my beliefs, that we were violating that First Amendment.
She's the Dover school board member who resigned the night her colleagues okayed the teaching of intelligent design.
It goes back to the fundamental principles on which this country was founded. You know, not just freedom of religion, but freedom from religion.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
It doesn't matter if you don't live where your favorite team is. With NFL Shop, you can still support them. Get the biggest selection of authentic NFL merchandise at NFL Shop. All 32 teams, all the gear. It's all at NFL Shop. Call 1-877-NFL-SHOP. That's 1-877-NFL-SHOP to get your free team catalog. Or visit NFL Shop on NFL.com.
The Osgood File, December 21st, 2005.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. Another morning underway here at 6:08, 8 minutes after 6, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 58 degrees under partly sunny skies. And it wasn't too bad driving in this morning. It was in the 40s, so it's not too bad today. Good to have you along here at AM 760. As I fight my ongoing cold here, I got an email from a guy. Stop complaining about your health problems every day. Well, you know what? I can't help it. And now my right eye is a little swollen. All this with the Jerry Springer Show coming up at 7 o'clock when we go national. So here's hoping I can make it through the entire morning. 303-713-7600. Good to have you along. We got a ton of people are not. And then, of course, we have Barry Lynn is going to be on with us. He's the Executive Director of Americans United for Separation of Church and State. He's going to talk about that court ruling in Dover, Pennsylvania, which bars schools from teaching intelligent design. Don't you love that they're not going to be able to teach that in Dover? And, you know, there's a bill or a proposition coming up in Colorado to introduce the idea of intelligent design here in Colorado. So maybe this federal, and this judge, by the way, who ruled on this, is known as being fairly conservative. And maybe that will affect us here. Maybe it'll give us a good chance of knocking that down. And then then later on in the morning, I'm going to talk to media critic and Nation columnist Eric Alterman. He's going to talk about his latest column, another 9/11, and never mind. This column explores whether or not the Bush administration is prepared for another 9/11, and Alterman is also a altercation. The Alterman, let me try that again. The Alterman, I can't get this morning, can I? The Alterman, altercation web blog shows up on MSNBC. So Eric Alterman does that for him. He's also the senior fellow at the Center for American Progress and author of several books, including his latest, When Presidents Lie. You know, when I get him on, I am not going to try to repeat all that again on the air. Because I know damn well I'll blow it. My mouth is in just one of those kind of positions this morning. Yesterday on Media Matters for America, when I had Paul Waldman on, we talked about Chris Matthews. And I admit that I've got this ongoing thing with Matthews. You know, I watch him every single day. Last night he wasn't on. Andrea Mitchell was on. And it was a pretty good program about this whole NSA and also the FBI spying. Story, which seems to be growing and is not getting smaller, and it's not going away, and we'll talk about that this morning. And, you know, Barbara Boxer is talking about impeachment and says that she contacted some presidential scholars to see if Bush has indeed
broke the law, or if there's a precedent actually for impeachment. She got this from ex-White House counsel John Dean, who is a lawyer, who says the Bush did break the law, and it is an impeachable offense, so she's checking on that. We'll talk about that sometime this morning, too, because neither of these stories is going away. So, back to Matthews. I got this in a Media Matters for America bulletin yesterday. These little things that they send out, and I always tell you, go to MediaMattersForAmerica.org and sign up for these things because they're great. Here it is. Recounting his experience at a White House party, MSNBC Hardball host Chris Matthews said that he felt sensitive during his interactions with the president, adding, you get your picture taken with him. It's like Santa Claus, and he's always very generous and friendly. And during another segment, Matthews also stated, if President Bush's gamble that he can create democracy in the middle of the Arab world is successful, he belongs on Mount Rushmore. Now, we talked about that yesterday with Paul Waldman. But I got to go into more into this Christmas thing. On December 16th edition, which I didn't see this, on MSNBC's Hardball with Chris Matthews, it must have been one of the nights where I just didn't watch, host Chris Matthews recounted his experience at a White House Christmas party the night before. Matthews remarked that he felt sensitive during his interactions with the president, adding that you get your picture taken with him, it's like Santa Claus, and he's always very generous and friendly. I felt like I was too towel snappy with him, explaining that Bush had noted his red scarf and remarked that he looked preppy. So, I just had this continuing thing going on, like, what do you make of Chris Matthews? Because sometimes he will wheel right around and take conservatives and take neocons to task, and he can be very, very, very even-handed. Then at other times, and when it comes to George W. Bush, he's particularly like this. When it comes to Bush, you know what? He just praises them. I mean, just sucks up to him all the time. Like, look at these speeches that Bush has given. Matthews always says, oh, he's speaking with such clarity. You know, I don't get that. Do you get that? Do you get clarity in what he's saying? I don't get that. Where does Matthews get that from? That he's speaking in such clarity. What clarity? Seems to me he's confusing the facts and telling the same old propaganda-like lies about 9/11 being equated with Iraq. All right, here's something else. Well, let me save this. I'll save it, and we'll do it around the bend. Because, this whole phony culture war thing that has been going on, that we've been talking about here leading up to the holidays, about, what is it Happy Holidays or is it Merry Christmas? And if you don't say Merry Christmas to somebody who is a Christian or somebody who believes in Jesus as our Lord and Savior and looks at Christmas as being a quote-unquote holy day, not a day to get out to your favorite retail store and buy all kinds of gifts, well, this idea that it should be called Christmas, that the White House tree should be called the Christmas tree, and we've talked about this, how it's offensive to people who are Christians for you to go up and say, well, happy holidays. And this whole phony war about this stuff. Well, there's a new CNN poll out about this, and I'll give you the results coming up. 6:16, 60 minutes after 6, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. It's good to have you along. 303-713-7600 if you want to chime in on any of this stuff that I've talked about so far. And the Jerry Springer Show coming up at 7 o'clock. We'll go nationwide again. So far, we seem to be doing a pretty okay job. They allowed me back again.
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debt, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System, and I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt, and with just the money you already make. I did. And so have over 500,000 others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541.
Hey, do you consider yourself a great poker player? Want to test your skills against the likes of Rob Blake, Dan Hino, John Michael Lyles, and Brad May? Then join Amber Holmes for the second annual Full House Celebrity Poker Tournament on Saturday, January 7th at 6 p.m. Amber Holmes specializes in affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes, and they're proud to help local Denver charities through this annual Celebrity Poker Tournament. For more information or to register as a player, log on to amberholmes.com. Amber Holmes, a higher standard.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and Stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On Demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with On Demand and Stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month, applies to digital silver with Stars. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Restricted supply not available in all areas.
Business owners, if you want half off paper clips, we can't help you. If you want half off computers, we can't help you. If you want half off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-220-1320. For a church, school, a gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-220-1320. That's 800-220-1320.
In theaters Friday, the GOP calls him an SOB. It's J. Marvin.
AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
All right, no Christmas music. Yeah, we can dig it. Bah humbug, right? No, we just couldn't get it ready. High today, 58, under partly sunny skies, 620, 20 minutes after 6 a.m., 760, Progressive Talk. Good to have you along. 303-713-7600. Something's going on with the TV here. I can't get CNN. What is going on here? I got to do channel 38. You know, somebody comes in here when I'm not in here and fools with everything. And so what I was getting was a Tempur-Pedic mattress, one of those pay-for-play videos that goes on and on. Okay, hey, speaking of CNN, I wanted to give this to you because we've talked about this whole war on Christmas business. In a cultural battle over whether to use seasonal greeting, Happy Holiday, or Merry Christmas, the latter appears to be winning, according to a CNN USA Today Gallup poll released yesterday. And the poll, which surveyed 1,003 adults, these are adult Americans, by the way, and they did this by phone. 69% say they prefer Merry Christmas over Happy Holidays, which garnered just 29%. Just 29% say Happy Holidays is okay. 69% say that they prefer Merry Christmas. Compared with the 2004 Christmas or holiday season, the number of people who have said they use Happy Holidays has dropped 12 percentage points from 41% to 29%. That's bound to be good news for some Christian conservatives who have been pushing for advertisers and stores to wish patrons Merry Christmas than the more secular and inclusive Happy Holidays. My God, we wouldn't want to have anything inclusive in this country, would we? Or anything secular? We want to think of Christmas as a secular holiday. And I don't know how many people listening, I don't know how many of you now at 6:22, 22 minutes after 6 in the morning, are Jewish. And I've recounted this experience before where, you know, we had Christmas. But you know what? There was no Christ in Christmas. I mean, we just looked at it as being a secular holiday. And I know all the history. People have sent me all the history about how, you know, it was a borrowed deal and it was really the pagans and it was the winter solstice. Those who prefer Bah Humbug were not included in the survey. Why not? This survey has a margin of error of plus or minus 3 percentage points. Why didn't they put Bah Humbug in there? Don't you think that's legitimate? Much of the greeting debate has been driven by how people prefer to be greeted by clerks at stores, public institutions, and other places. Now, let me ask you something. When you go shopping for Christmas, or, you know, you go shopping for anything during the holiday season. I mean, you go in, you know, to a plumbing store, and, you know, you buy a pipe fitting or something. Do you want the clerk behind the counter to say to you, "Oh, happy holidays," or are you mad when he doesn't say that, when he doesn't say Merry Christmas, or she? I mean, do you get upset over that? Or is it just when you go to go and do holiday shopping? Then you get upset. And what happens if you walk into the store or any other place of business and you're not Christian? So the guy behind the counter or the woman behind the counter says, "Oh, and Merry Christmas to you, ma'am, or you, sir." And you say, "Well, you know what? Hey, I'm Jewish. What about Happy Hanukkah? I'm African American. What about Kwanzaa? How about if you're Muslim during the during Ramadan? Does anybody say anything to you about that?" Last year, 43% said to use Happy Holidays was a change for the worst. On the political front, although the campaign for Merry Christmas appears to be waged largely by conservative Americans, many Democrats and liberals appear to be affected by it. I have gotten tons of emails on this that have said, you know what, the fact that you would get on AM 760 and talk about this, it's a diversion from the real issues. But it's actually, you know what, it actually has made its way. I mean, it started out with John Gibson and Bill O'Reilly and Don Wildman of the American Family Association, and we've talked about this numerous mornings here, and it is starting to make its way into the mainstream discourse in this country. A majority of liberals and a majority of Democrats said they prefer Happy Holidays last year, but this year a majority of liberals and a majority of Democrats say that their preference was Merry Christmas. And those findings had a margin of error plus or minus 7 percentage points. And the poll was conducted Friday through Monday. Now, tell me honestly, if you're liberal or you're a progressive or you're on the left, do you prefer Merry Christmas? And what the hell happens if somebody says Happy Holidays to you? I mean, are you offended by that? I don't even understand anybody getting offended by that. You know what? I don't even care if I go into a store or call somebody up on the phone, like a customer service person, and they don't say Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays. I mean, I don't care. All right. Let me give you, it's 6:25, 25 minutes after 6. These are things, you know, that you can mull over, and if you want to call on them, 303-713-7600. You know what? This spying story, and both of them, both the FBI and the NSA, and Bush had a very interesting speech that he gave back in 2004 about wiretaps, and I'll play it for you in just a minute. But there is a story going around that is not getting much media play, and it is really an important story about Iraq. As you know, the Bush administration has put everything on Iraq. I mean, they really have put everything on Iraq. And this doesn't get discussed much on the talking head shows. And David Gergen last night on Hardball with Andrea Mitchell brought this up. And he is absolutely right. Mull this over. Sunni and secular political groups angrily claimed yesterday that last week's Iraqi national election was rigged. This is according to an article in the Washington Post. And they demanded a new vote, and they threatened to leave a shambles the delicate plan to bring the country's warring factions together in a new government. Faced with preliminary vote counts that suggest a strong victory by the United Iraqi Alliance a coalition of Shiite Muslim religious groups that dominates the outgoing government. Political leaders of Iraq's Sunni Arab minority hinted that insurgent violence would be accelerated by the suspicions of fraud. And you know, there's something else about this. There's something else that's really important. This United Iraqi Alliance, which is a coalition of Shiite Muslim groups, they're very religious. We wanted this Alawi guy to get it because he's secular. What happens if he doesn't get it? And you know what? In the voting, he's like coming in fourth. What happens if we get a religious Islamic party in the majority control of parliament and they pick their people as being prime minister? You know what we're going to have? What we're going to have is another Iran. And nobody's talking about this. Because, as Gergen pointed out last night, you'll get what the French got in Algeria, where they said, okay, we better have free elections there. And when they did have free elections, it turned out that they didn't get the government they wanted. Let's go to Dave in Aurora. Dave, good morning. You're on AM 760. How are you?
Good morning. How you doing, Jay?
Hey, I'm doing good. What about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. This whole thing with Merry Christmas, I'm a Christian. I'm a progressive. My feeling is more from a perspective of stating this to other people. I always try to be aware of other people's heritage. What, you know, are you Jewish? Are you, you know, are they African American? I try to be aware of who I say Merry Christmas to. And I think that's a perspective that, you know, I don't think is always noted. It's always people saying things to you. How do you respond to that? It's more, I look at it as like, how do I feel saying it to other people? I'm not always comfortable saying Merry Christmas to people. Obvious situations, yeah, I'll say it. Other times, I try to be aware and say, yeah, happy holidays.
Well, see, to me, you have the right idea because, and then you'll get these charges about, oh, political correctness. But you know what? It depends on whose ox is being gored here. And there's nothing wrong with being sensitive to somebody. And there's nothing wrong with trying to make the holidays all-inclusive. And you're right. You don't know who you're facing. You don't know what the situation is. And while some people may be offended by the term happy holidays, what about those people who are not, they're not Christian?
Exactly.
So,
that's my point.
Yeah, so what do you do, Dave? Do you just discount them? I don't think so. I think you have the right idea, and I think that's one of the reasons why you are a progressive.
You try to think of everybody. You try to keep an open mind and keep your options open. I think that's what makes us better. I'm not saying that, I'm a conservative, too, to be honest with you, fiscally conservative. A lot of ways is how to raise my family. But from a perspective of dealing with events and situations in today's life, you've got to keep an open mind. Understand all the options.
Yep.
And consider them.
You got it, Dave. You know what, Dave? I'm just going to say this, and I'm not blowing smoke at you, but you know something? You're truly an American.
Thanks, sir.
I really appreciate that. Thanks, Dave.
You too. Take care. Happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays to you too. See, Dave's got the right idea. Okay, and what happens is the right wing comes at us and comes after anybody who thinks that way, and they say, oh, you're engaging in PC. Well, you know something? No, I'm just being considerate of other individuals because in this society we have a cohesive bond. It's called America, and I don't think any of us want to end up like the situation in Iraq where over religious tensions and tribal tensions we're at each other's throats. 303-713-7600. A couple of lines open. I'll take more of your calls coming up at 6:30 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And a look at traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. We are dealing with one trouble spot to start the day. A multi-car crash southbound Santa Fe at Mineral. Only one lane's getting through at the moment, so now starting to bunch up in that area. If you're coming out of the Thornton North Glen section, well, southbound I-25 spilling in around 84th Avenue. Then things open up and we're back up to speed for your ride into downtown and through T-Rex. I-70, 225, and 6th Avenue still in great shape. Turnpike looking good through Broomfield and Westminster. C-470 is trouble-free across Highlands Ranch and around town. Things are starting to pick up just a little bit on the diagonal on Highway 93. Now check it out.
Looking to stay fit during the holidays? Then check out MileHighMarket.com. Right now you can save $200 off retail on a Bowflex Sport with more than 60 gym-quality exercises. 24/7 online ordering with same-day shipping. That's MileHighMarket.com.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at RiptideHosting.com.
Do you know why you get wrinkles? Did you know that you can finally do something about it? At home, you get wrinkles because your skin loses collagen. Now you can restore collagen with Hydraderm Beverly Hills. This patented fast-acting wrinkle-reducing serum actually delivers full, intact collagen molecules directly to the skin. To try it free, call 1-800-441-9116. When you were young, collagen made your skin feel smooth and firm. As you aged, you lost collagen and you developed wrinkles. Now you don't have to get injections to restore your youth. Hydraderm feels light and silky, but it's also powerful. With Hydraderm, you can enjoy the stunning and flawless skin that you deserve. For a limited time, get your free trial of Hydraderm by calling 1-800-441-9116. A free trial just for calling. Call 1-800-441-9116. That's 1-800-441-9116. Call now before this free trial offer expires. 1-800-441-9116.
Looking for the best present you can buy? Then go to MileHighMarket.com and check out the iJoy robotic massage chair with 3D human touch technology that feels like strong hands kneading your neck, back, legs, and feet. This gift and many more available at MileHighMarket.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
Get into the sling of things and buy a sling box this week only for $199. Go to MileHighMarket.com and buy the hottest product on the market and watch TV anywhere. Makes a great holiday gift. Free same-day shipping to your door. That's MileHighMarket.com.
Are you there?
I'm certainly here. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. I'm hanging in.
Okay. I work for a major retailer. I found that when I'm dealing with my customers, sometimes I say happy holidays and sometimes I say Merry Christmas, depending on my read of the particular customer. Most of the time, if they want to hear Merry Christmas, they'll let me know.
What do you mean? Like if you say happy holidays to them and they don't
they'll
like
say,
it?
They'll say Merry Christmas back. I'll say Merry Christmas to them then.
Well, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No, and I think people are getting too worked up over something so simple.
Yeah, but you know, there are people who are I mean, their sphincter muscle gets into an uproar over this kind of stuff, and there are people out there that are pushing the idea that being all-inclusive is wrong and that they're uptight about this kind of stuff, and I'm with you. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with being all-inclusive. Why is being all-inclusive in this country considered to be a crime by some people?
I don't know, because, you know, when you think about it, we all came from somewhere else except for the American Indian.
Yep, I agree. Last thing we want to have is an Iraq-type situation. Hey, Amy, you want to give your business a plug or no?
No.
Okay, well, I hope I run into you sometime so I can say happy holidays.
Okay, thank you, Jay.
Okay, take care.
I will.
All right. See, how good to have her call in, because when you get the person who's working at a retail outlet, get their perspective on the situation. You know, I think I'll go in today and buy something, because Mary's got some errands to run. So I think I'll go into, like, Walgreens or someplace, and when they say Happy Holidays or Merry Christmas to me, I'm just going to go bah humbug. You know what, Jay? I went out and bought two Christmas cards this year. One had a Merry Christmas in it, and one had a or season's greetings or something like that. So the first one I filled out for you was the one that said Merry Christmas. I was like, wait a second, I can't give this one to Jay.
Why?
I better trash that one and fill out the season's greetings one. So that's the one I filled out.
Why? You could have given me a Merry Christmas one. I mean, you know, it's a, I mean, to me, it's a secular holiday. You know, and if you want it to be religious, let it be religious. You know, I mean, I don't care. You know? All right, let's go to Steve in Boulder. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Steve.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of funny that they picked Christmas because it's, I mean, and I don't think it's really the Christians that are behind it, though. Christmas is not that significant a holiday from a religious standpoint.
Well, you know what? I don't think it's the Christians that are behind this either. I think it's a segment of the right wing and the ultra, you know, Christian right wing lug nuts that are causing this problem. And then there are those people who want to make, you know, TV ratings mileage out of it, a la John Gibson and Bill O'Reilly, you know, over there on the Foxaganda channel.
It's kind of funny to me because it seems to be a non-issue. I mean, it's one of these small things, but your previous callers and you were right that it is a way of increasing intolerance and kind of getting ready, or I'm sorry, getting rid of tolerance.
Yeah, they have this whole war going on where anytime you try to show any sensitivity or any kind of inclusion, suddenly you're considered to be a bad person. You're considered to be a bad person. And, you know, I would say to them, I would say to the Bill O'Reillys, the John Gibsons, the Donald Wildmans, and everybody else running around out there from the ultra-Christian right, not mainstream Christians, but the ultra-Christian right, I would say to them, okay, you know what, do you want a situation like what we tragically have in Iraq where everybody's divided and they're divided over religion? I don't think that that's American. I don't think that's what we want.
Right, that's exactly what they're heading toward. And I think that it's a test on their part, whoever's picked this, to run with it, to see how far they can move the culture. See how far they can move the culture away from tolerance, and see how far they can move the culture toward division, and just kind of control the issue. And with these polls coming out, they get to see exactly how far they can move the culture with their machine over a otherwise just a vacuous issue. You know?
Yeah, let me throw one other thing in here, though.
All right.
I also think it's and this was why this issue can be considered to some degree important. I think it's a stealth attack on the separation between church and state.
Hmm.
I think that's what they really want to do, is they want to break down that wall, and they'll do anything to do it. They'll do it by trying to force intelligent design on schools and on states, such as what you saw in Dover, and it got tossed out. They'll pull this BS with a war on Christmas because they don't think that it's quote-unquote religious enough. I mean, they want to push all of this stuff on you and I. They want to shove it down our throats, and they'd like to dismantle the First Amendment, even though they're not going to admit to it. That's exactly what they're up to. And it's up to us to stand up and go, okay, you know what? No. We have a First Amendment in this country. We have a separation of church and state. You don't teach intelligent design because it's creationism, and you don't teach it in the schools. And this whole thing about Merry Christmas is non-inclusive, and it's ridiculous. And you know what? We're not going to live in a country where it's your way or the highway.
Very much so. And I think the best way to do that was with a little bit of sense of humor.
Yep, I think you're right. Hey, man, thank you. Great call.
Yeah, thank you.
Take care. Yeah, I do believe that. I think that they're really after busting up the wall between church and state. Let's go to Kelly in Boulder. Kelly, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, happy holidays.
Hi, Kelly. Happy holidays to you.
How are you this morning?
Well, you know, this cold is like, and I get tired of talking about it every morning, but it's like advancing, and I can't beat it down no matter what I try. And I took a Claritin this morning.
Ooh.
And you know what? Even that won't work. I don't know what the deal is. Maybe maybe at 53 my body's finally decided to fall apart.
Yeah, well, my daughter actually has had a cold for about a month too, and I can't quite get her over it. So.
Well, now I don't feel so alone.
It's going around. But I wanted to talk to you about this happy holidays thing.
Mm-hmm.
I completely agree with what you said to the last caller, that this is a stealth way of the right wing trying to insert or break down separation of church and state. Because I truly believe that it's better for them if we're divided. And they're trying to keep us at odds for that. And I tell you what, the more they tout the whole war on Christmas thing, the more I want to dig in my heels and never say Merry Christmas again, which is sad.
Yeah, see, I feel the same way. And you know what it is? It's like you watch water. Water always, if you pour water on a surface, you know, and then try to block part of it, if you pour enough water on a surface, it always goes around and it always tries to find some other way to reach its goal.
Right.
And this is what these people are doing.
Oh, right. And like you said, they're doing the exact same thing with intelligent design. It's the exact same thing. It's a way to insert their beliefs into the culture.
You know, I didn't watch this last night because, you know, I'm in bed by 7. And then I'm not a big, you know, TV watcher outside of the talking head news shows. But in the last part of Chris Matthews last night with Andrea Mitchell on there instead of Chris, she had on Barbara Walters. And Barbara Walters had some special on NBC, I believe it was, or ABC, I can't remember which.
Oh, about heaven?
Yeah, about getting to heaven. And they showed this clip of her interviewing this evangelical Christian who basically, she said to this evangelical Christian, I'm paraphrasing here, she said to him, well, if I don't accept Jesus Christ as my Savior, are you telling me I'm going to hell? And he looked at her and said, yes.
Yeah.
So what that means is if you're Jewish, if you're a Muslim, if you're a Buddhist, if you're a pagan, you know, I don't care what you, and you're an agnostic, you're an atheist. Okay, I mean, what, we're all in trouble?
Right. I grew up with these nut bars. I grew up in the Bible Belt, and I grew up hearing that all my life. So, yeah. Can I just change the topic and make a comment about the whole wiretapping thing
well? Sure, quickly.
One thing that I haven't heard anybody really saying is that I believe that when you get a warrant, you have to prove probable cause.
Right, exactly.
And that's, to me, that seems like the reason why he didn't do it is because he can't prove, either before or after the fact, he can't prove probable cause. So, that's...
Well, you know what, I agree with you. And you look at the people that this administration has picked up and is housing in Guantanamo and is housing in Afghanistan, and they don't have a right to a trial, so we don't know if they're innocent or guilty. And many times, and I bring up the, I can't think of the guy's name, but I bring up this example of this guy who's been in Guantanamo for 4 years, and they have admitted, they've said outright many times that they don't believe that he's a threat and that they think that he was making up a lot of this stuff so he would look good and, you know, macho in front of his friends. And they made a mistake with this guy, and they won't turn him loose. You know what? I agree with you 100%. They pick people up without really probable cause, and that's why they want to skirt the system. Hey, thanks, Kelly Joe. Appreciate the call.
Happy holidays.
Okay, have a good day. This is Bush back in 2004 during April 20th, and this is him talking about wiretapping. Check this out.
There are such things as roving wiretaps. Now, by the way, anytime you hear the United States government talking about wiretap, a wiretap requires a court order. Nothing has changed, by the way. When we're talking about chasing down terrorists, we're talking about getting a court order before we do so. It's important for our fellow citizens to understand, when you think Patriot Act, constitutional guarantees are in place when it comes to doing what is necessary to protect our homeland because we value the Constitution.
All right, even though he's talking about the Patriot Act, there are no wiretap, you know, without a warrant? He's saying we value the Constitution? Well, what happened to the rule of law with going to a FISA court? And what about the idea of the Fourth Amendment? I guess it doesn't exist in...
A warm one today, highs close to 60. We're at 38 degrees right now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Say, happy holidays from all my friends, all your friends, and my friends, too, at Rocky's Autos. Okay. All right, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, or whatever you celebrate. The folks at Rockies want you to know that they appreciate your business this year. And it's a great place to go to buy a clean late model used car, truck, minivan, or SUV, and they've got plenty of all. 500 vehicles on the lot. Can't say enough about them. You know, it's just a joy to be able to get on every morning and talk about Rockies because they're such good people. And they're so customer-oriented. They really are. See my friends out there, Spanky and the Alshear brothers, and Colby and the Tower of Power and Isaac out there. They're all really, really, really good people. And they work hard to make sure that you're happy. Because as I've said many times before, here's what they want out of you. They want you to be happy whether you buy a car or not. And they want you to go away and tell your friends, hey, man, I went to this place, Rockies, that I heard Jay Marvin talking about on AM 760, and you know what? It really was a great experience because there's a certain amount of cynicism built in when you're talking about car dealers. And all their cars are equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Rocky's Autos. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com or go there in person. Rocky's Autos open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Wouldn't a brand new vehicle be great for Christmas or Hanukkah?
If you love your coffee and want to take it with you when you travel, you need to learn about Road Warrior brand Laptop Coffee. Laptop Coffee is travel-friendly coffee, sealed in personal tins. Plus, it's superior gourmet compared to the coffee most hotels leave for you in the room. Each tin contains 2 4-cup filter packs for 2 personal pots of rich, full-bodied, 100% Arabica coffee. You'll never have to endure lousy in-room hotel coffee again. For a free sample, click the ad on your screen or log on to laptopcoffee.com and order the free sample pack.
The world has been good to Fisher Investments. We've experienced tremendous growth for decades. Now we want to give something back. So we're offering a new no-cost or obligation report to people who won't ever be our clients. Maybe you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make. Although at Fisher Investments we do business only with high net worth folks and institutions, we're happy to share these key insights with investors. Our experience managing $25 billion for millionaires and pensions has given us valuable insight. Insight that can help you quickly identify and hopefully sidestep mistakes most investors make. The worst and most costly ones. So request your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make today. No charge and no sales pitch. The world has been good to us, and now we want to give back. It's not just our desire, it's our responsibility. For your free report, call 1-800-771-3464. That's 1-800-771-3464. 1-800-771-3464.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-339-1195 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Need something to complete your indoor game room? Then go to MileHighMarket.com and get a multi-game table with poker, blackjack, and bumper pool all in one. Or do you need prime seating to watch all of the upcoming sports action? Then check out the iJoy Robotic Massage Chair. If you're a workout buff, then the New Balance Recumbent Exercise Bike is for you. All this and more is available at MileHighMarket.com. Buy today and receive an extra 5% off and free shipping to your door. MileHighMarket.com, powered by Gately's.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
The whole thing is the early Christian patriarchs, whatever, the early Christian folk, they saw that, especially up in Europe with the pagans and whatnot, that they, on the shortest, darkest day of the year, the folks needed an excuse to party, to look forward to spring coming, and they saw they couldn't take that away from them, and so they said, oh, hey, yeah, by the way, that's when Jesus was born, even though I've had at least one or two biblical scholars tell me that, according to, old Roman records and stuff like that, chances are Christ was actually born sometime in, like, May or June or something.
Yeah, you know what? I wish I had Mary on here, because Mary, my wife, grew up in the Church of Christ, which believes in taking the New Testament literally.
Yeah.
You know, she does, and she could tell you, and was telling me, maybe it was last year or whatever, she was telling me about the birth date of Christ, that the birth date of Christ does not coincide with Christmas.
No, no, it doesn't. No, but now, like, you had a, you just had a little while ago, you had a little commercial from the United Church of Christ, which
right.
is a much more inclusive denomination, and I'm a member of one of the Unitarian congregations down here in Denver, and we run into this all the time, is, you know, we'll say, well, you know, all faiths have wisdom to them, and all faiths are trying to, you know, get a relationship with whatever you consider God to be, how you perceive God. And the thing with the fundamentalists, though, is that one of the central tenets of their faith is that this, like, you know, this is the one true way, and everything else is hellbound.
I, you know what, I agree. But I also go back to what I said to a previous caller, Kelly Joan Boulder. This is an attack on the First Amendment.
Oh, yeah.
And it's an attack on us, too. You know, anybody who's to the left, it's an attack on us because we're the enemy.
Well, and the other thing too, though, and this is all, and this has got a like a slightly cynical tinge to it, is the folks who keep whipping these people up into a lather, they're doing it. I mean, Michael Moore kind of touched on this a little bit. It's another form of fear. They're making, you know, the whole thing is they're making these, they're saying the attack on Christmas. They're making it sound like these poor Christian people are being persecuted. There are no Christians in this country, in this society, being persecuted. There's no one being fed to the lions or hung up or crucified for practicing their faith or anything like that. They're perfectly free to pray and to worship their God as they see fit.
Yep, I agree. Well, that's why I had Haynes Johnson on yesterday to talk about the McCarthy era, because you're right. The right wing always needs some kind of boogeyman to stir up fear. Hey, thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. Happy holidays.
And the same to you.
Okay, we'll talk to you.
All right, bye.
Yeah, they do. They always need something to stir it up. Let's go to Jane in Denver. Jane, good morning. You're on AM 760. Hello, Jane.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thanks. Hey, you know, happy holidays means holy day. So I don't understand why everybody's so unhappy about it.
Because they want to, it's a stealth attack on the separation of church and state in this country, and it's also a revenue generator, and it's a way to get attention.
Well, but then also, most people only celebrate the pagan part of Christmas anyway. The Christmas tree is pagan, the decorations are all pagan. There's so much paganism in Christmas. And they don't even know what they're celebrating. And an author by the name of David Icke, he says that the story of Christmas is nothing but a myth. That because every major religion has the same story. They have the same story. How can that be? That you know, that born of their main, you know, their Savior is born of a Virgin Mary, and they died some way, not necessarily on the cross, but some of them. And he says, how can that be? I mean, how can you believe in the story?
I don't know. I don't know. There's this guy out there. I would put him on the air, but last time I put this guy on the air, it caused a riot, and the people were mad. But there's this guy who, every once in a while, if he's still alive, advertises in the back of the Nation, where he says, Jesus is fictional, and I have proof. His name is Ab Lloyd Royken, and he's in somewhere in Washington State. And he used to have this deal where he would give anybody of any religion, I forget what it was, like $1,000 or whatever, some fee, if they could prove that, if they could out-argue him and out-prove him on the fact that Jesus was fictional and that God was fictional and that they were all things that were drummed up by the Romans and the Roman Empire. Jane, thank you. Have a good day.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate the call.
Okay.
303-713-7600. Then coming up at 7 o'clock, we go into the Jerry Springer mode, where you got to call me at 1-877-34-JERRY. That's 1-877-345-3779. Let's go to John in Arvada. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, how you doing?
Hey, John, how are you? Happy holidays.
Hey, and merry everything to you, Jay.
There you go.
I think I have some evidence of what you were saying about this being an attack on the separation of church and state. I was watching Fox News a few days ago, and I see this segment where they're interviewing a guy from some religiously motivated group, I guess, who's planning on suing this small school board because they're putting on a Christmas pageant that includes a secular version of, like, the song Silent Night, where they've just changed the lyrics. Because for some reason he thinks that they're doing something wrong by doing something that's not religious. He's suing them for doing something that is not religious.
What a waste of a lawsuit. But let him bring it on and see if he can prove it in court. I think it would fail, but I'm no, as Condoleezza Rice says, well, I'm no attorney.
I don't think that his intention was really to succeed. I think that his intention was to put a drain on this small school board and legal fees. Because he didn't say that outright, but he kept on repeating that, oh, well, they're just a small school board, and, you know, we've got a lot of resources to do this.
Yeah, and you know who gets hurt in that situation? The taxpayers of that town.
Exactly.
That's who gets stung on that, especially if there's no way. Especially if there's no way that they can match the legal bills. And anybody who's been to court knows that it is extremely expensive to go through any kind of a lawsuit. It takes a lot of money. And when government entities get involved, what they do is they spend taxpayers' money. So that's you and me. And it's bad news. By the way, let me ask you very quickly. What were you doing watching Fox News?
Unfortunately, they play the propaganda machine all the time at the post office. I've tried to change the channel on that before, and the only stations that the television picks up are Fox News and MSNBC, which at that time of the day plays like some kind of financial report.
Yeah, Wall Street. Yeah. All right, John, thanks, man. Keep up the battle. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Okay, have a good day. All right, coming up next, we go to Cincinnati and across the nation for Springer on the Radio. You got to call me at 1-877-34 Jerry. So hang in there.
The GOP calls him an SOB. It's J. Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Transportation Safety Chief Mark Rosenker says the cracking should have been found and fixed, but admits finding the problem would have taken a very serious inspection. Saddam Hussein back in court in Baghdad, listening quietly to testimony against him.
Saddam arrived in court looking rested, wearing a dark suit with no tie. He greeted his co-defendants and listened closely as his lawyer then complained about the security situation. The first witness to testify stood very close to Saddam, describing the events in 1982 when Saddam's motorcade came under attack, and the imprisonments and tortures that followed.
CBS's Cammy McCormick in Baghdad. She lives in New York and works in New Jersey. To cross the Hudson River, Marie has to cross Manhattan first, on foot, on day two of the subway and bus strike.
I don't know how long this is going to be, and they're rats for doing it.
I'm Steve Kaffin, live on Manhattan's Upper West Side at a traffic checkpoint. People are waiting on the sidewalk for a corporate van or a lift to work from a total stranger.
It's annoying. I'm already half an hour late to work.
One woman running a flower shop here nearby is worried the strike may take a toll on sales, but with more people on foot, she says maybe it won't be so bad. Reporting live, Steve Kaffin, CBS News.
A judge on the secret court that handles intelligence cases is reportedly quit in protest. Live to CBS's Peter Mayer at the White House.
A highly unusual judicial protest. The Washington Post reports Judge James Robertson left the panel over concerns about the president's warrantless spy program. Constitutional scholar Jonathan Turley saw that court when he was an intern with the National Security Agency.
It's basically a judge sitting in a special room that can't be penetrated by enemy surveillance. He or she signs the secret application.
The president's critics note government surveillance requests are rarely rejected, but the White House contends warrantless spying is needed to fight terrorism. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
A Navy chaplain who started a hunger strike across from the White House claims the military is trying to muzzle him and other chaplains. Lieutenant Gordon Klingenschmidt says he's afraid he'll be fired for using the name of Jesus when he prays with the troops.
They want us to preach a watered-down faith, and it's all-inclusive of all religions. Well, I'm sorry. I'm sent here to represent my civilian bishop's faith and not the government's faith.
The Navy says chaplains are free to pray as they see fit during chapel services, but are encouraged to be sensitive to the needs of others at public events. Just ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are up more than 3.5 points. This is CBS News.
Check this out.
What's this?
It's Boniva. Boniva is the only once-monthly prescription treatment for postmenopausal osteoporosis. Clinically proven to build and maintain bone density with just one tablet a month.
Once a month? Oh, wow, that's great. I didn't know you could take just one tablet a month for anything. With Boniva, you can.
You should not take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or cannot sit or stand for at least 60 minutes. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you experience difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. You do the right thing to treat your osteoporosis, including diet, exercise, and taking calcium and vitamin D. Ask your doctor today about once-monthly Boniva.
If you love your coffee and want to take it with you when you travel, you need to learn about Road Warrior brand Laptop Coffee. Laptop Coffee is travel-friendly coffee, sealed in personal tins. Plus, it's superior gourmet compared to the coffee most hotels leave for you in the room. Each tin contains 2 4-cup filter packs for 2 personal pots of rich, full-bodied, 100% Arabica coffee. You'll never have to endure lousy in-room hotel coffee again. For a free sample, click the ad on your screen or log on to laptopcoffee.com and order the free sample pack.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Get into the sling of things and buy a sling box this week only for $199. Go to MileHighMarket.com and buy the hottest product on the market and watch TV anywhere. Makes a great holiday gift. Free same-day shipping to your door. That's MileHighMarket.com.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-220-1320. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-220-1320. That's 800-220-1320.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debt, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system, and I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt, and with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over 500,000 others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541.
Looking to stay fit during the holidays? Then check out MileHighMarket.com. Right now you can save $200 off retail on a Bowflex Sport with more than 60 gym-quality exercises. 24/7 online ordering with same-day shipping. That's MileHighMarket.com.
Mentor, volunteer, because you have something to offer. Log on to HelpYourCommunity.org and help kids stay off drugs. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Who could have predicted that America's voice of reason would turn out to be Jerry
Springer on the radio?
Springer on the radio.
6 minutes after the hour, Springer on the radio. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. This show originating from AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk here in the Boulder, Denver area. And thank you to Jerry for letting me sit in again this time. And thank you for the management. Thanks to the management here for allowing me to do it. 1-877-34-JERRY, 1-877-345-3779. And it's good to have you along this morning wherever you are out there in the electronic ether world, or should I say the electronic nether world. We got a bunch of great guests coming up this morning. We're going to talk about, Bush has been bragging about the economy. And you know what? Now he's going to do another speech today at 10:35 at some kind of, naval hospital or something? He's going to talk again. Because, as I mentioned yesterday, they'll split polls. In the CNN Gallup poll, he's not doing so well. In the Washington Post poll, it shows him up, but it's only with his base. So he's going to get out again today and speak. But, you know, he brags about the economy. We're going to have Gene Sperling on, President Clinton's former National Economic Advisor and Director of the Economic Council and current Senior Fellow at the Center for American Progress. We're going to talk about the landscape of the economy in his new book, Pro-Growth Progressive, and about globalization. And, of course, we'll have Gene Galvin come along with the Daily Blog Report. We've got Barry Lynn, the Executive Director of United for Separation of Church and State. And this is about the Dover, Pennsylvania situation in which they cannot, thank God, teach, and pardon the pun, they cannot, thank God, teach intelligent design in the schools, which is nothing but creationism and an attempt to break down the wall, the separation between church and state. If you want your kid to learn about intelligent design, then okay, you know what, go to a religious school and pay for it. But, you know, as a taxpayer, I'm not doing it. And I don't think I should have to do it, whether it's, in Dover, Pennsylvania. And we've got a bill, a proposal here in the state of Colorado, where I am, that they're going to try to do it here. And, you know, those of us who believe in the separation of the wall between church and state, we got to band together and we got to stop this stuff. And then we'll also have Eric Alterman on. He is the media critic for The Nation magazine. He also blogs for MSNBC. And we'll have him on to talk about 9/11. And the lack of this government's response to 9/11, I mean the real lack of response, and the media's lack of response in covering the government's lack of response. You know, yesterday we were talking about the wiretap story. This happened yesterday. A federal judge has resigned from a special court set up to oversee government surveillance to protest President Bush's secret authorization of a domestic spying program on people with suspected terrorist ties. This is according to the Washington Post this morning. The action by U.S. District Judge James Robertson stemmed from a deep concern that the surveillance program that Bush authorized was legally questionable and may have tainted the work of the court that Robertson resigned from. The Post quoted two associates of the judge. Robertson was one of the 11 members of the Secret Foreign Intelligence Service Court, that's FISA, which oversees government applications for secret surveillance or searches of foreigners and U.S. citizens suspected of terrorism or espionage. Quoting colleagues of Robertson, the Post says the judge has indicated he was concerned that information gained from the warrantless surveillance under the Bush program subsequently could have been used to obtain warrants under the FISA program. The Post said Robertson, without providing an explanation, stepped down from the FISA court in a letter late Monday to Chief Justice John Roberts. He did not resign in his parallel position as a federal district judge. You know, yesterday I saw, I was watching Hardball, which everybody knows who listens to my show, knows that I have this ongoing thing with Chris Matthews. Some days I can't stand him, other days I thank him for things like keeping the Valerie Plame CIA Leakgate thing alive. And there was somebody on yesterday, and now I can't remember this morning who it is. Or he had somebody on yesterday who was making the claim that Bill Clinton and that Jimmy Carter were doing exactly the same thing. And Andrea Mitchell did not ask this guest, and maybe I'll think of his name here in a minute, did not ask this guest, I believe it was John Cornyn, that's who it was, of Arizona, did not ask him, yeah, but you know what, did Clinton and Carter go out and get warrants? I mean, go out and do wiretaps without first going to get warrants? And did Bill Clinton, specifically, because this law came into existence in 1978, did he violate the FISA Act? Did he do that? And Andrea Mitchell never asked. And I would have loved to have gotten an answer to that. I would have loved to have found out what the answer to that is. Because you know what? That's always the Republican mantra. That's always used. Well, you know something? Well, he did it. And he did it. And so, therefore, that makes it okay. And it's like when you're a kid, right? And you go to your mother and you say, well, we broke out the windows at this construction project, but you know what? Timmy did it, and Bobby did it, or we stole candy from the store, and Susan did it, and Timmy did it, and your mother says to you, yeah, you know what? I don't care what Susan and Timmy do. That's not right, and you're not supposed to do it. So, you know, let's assume the coroner is correct. Let's assume that, yeah, Clinton broke the law, which we have no proof that he did. And I'm not saying he did, so don't call up here and say, well, Jay said, because I'm not saying that. But you know what? Let's ask this question. If Clinton, you know, the next time somebody in the Republican Party, the next time somebody in the right wing says this to you, well, you know, Bill Clinton did it. Well, Jimmy Carter did it. You know, you say to him, yeah, but does that make it right? And you give the example of what I'm talking about when you're a kid. That because somebody else does it, it doesn't mean that it's okay for you to do it. Oh, well, my next-door neighbor, Bill, you know, he's got a whole closet full of cold medicines, and he's cooking up meth and selling it to the neighborhood. Gee, how come, why can't I do the same thing? I mean, Bill's doing it. Well, you know what? Bill's going to get busted eventually if they catch him, and you know what? You are, too. And you can't go to law enforcement officers, you can't go to the court and wage that kind of a defense. Well, Bill is doing it. So, I found out Bill was doing it, and Bill was making a little extra cash, and Bill's got, you know, a Porsche Carrera out of the deal. And you know what? I wanted a Boxster. So I figured, you know what I'd do? I'd hoard up all the cold medicine I could get my hands on. I'd make some meth, and I'd sell it around the neighborhood. I mean, Bill was doing it, and we'd get in a little competition thing. How come it's not right? And it just amazes me. It just amazes me that these people from the GOP and the right wing, I mean, they get up there, and they use that same talking points all the time. Well, he did it. And at some point, really, you know, we got to stand up and say, well, wait a minute, that's not an adequate response, that he did it. That doesn't work. Don't try that on me, because it doesn't work. And it's shocking the amount of Americans who don't know their rights. Just like that guy Ed yesterday who called in. And I said to him, you know what, what's the Fourth Amendment? You know, I could have easily wheeled around and said, you know what, then give me what the FISA law says. But this guy didn't even know the Fourth Amendment. I don't mean to bash him because he's not here, but he didn't know what the Fourth Amendment said. He didn't even know the spirit of the Fourth Amendment. You know something? Are we going to go back to the days in this country where the ACLU and various other groups used to hand out little cards that you could carry around that would advise you of your rights if you ever got questioned or busted by the police? Because people in this country just don't know. And this whole wiretap thing, both with the NSA and the FBI, is a pretty big deal. And I know we talked about it and I said something about it yesterday, but you know something? I don't want it to go away today. And I want to keep talking about it. Because I believe, and I'm not, as Condi Rice says to Chris Matthews on Meet the Press, well, you know, Chris, I'm not a lawyer. Well, Jay Marvin is saying on Springer on the radio, I'm not a lawyer either, but it looks like to me that this president acted outside the law. And you know something? If we can have an impeachment trial in this country about a sex incident and a blue dress, you got a guy who's authorizing agencies to number one in the NSA to go out and intercept and wiretap calls on United States domestic citizens, which is out of their purview and is wrong, and plus, you don't go to the FISA court on top of it? So it'll be interesting to see what Darrell Inspector does with this. and the Senate hearings that he proposes. Keep in mind, he's a moderate Republican. So we'll see where this whole thing goes. All right, how's the economy affecting you this holiday season? Notice I say holiday instead of Merry Christmas. I want to be all-inclusive here. But how's the economy affecting you this holiday season, this Christmas season, this Kwanzaa season, this Hanukkah season? We're going to talk to Gene Sperling coming up next. We're going to find out if the Bush administration and Republicans are living up to the old John Kennedy quote that a good economy, a rising tide, lifts all boats. We'll find out if that's really what's going on. 16 minutes after the hour, J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio.
I'd like to thank J. Marvin for sitting inside your radio while I'm on vacation. So give Jay a call at 1-877-34-JERRY. That's 1-877-345-3779.
Operator.
Yeah, I need the number for Springer on the radio.
877-34-JERRY, which is 877-345-3779.
Cool, thanks.
Opportunity to get any of your Fielder books personalized for that last person on your shopping list. That's John Fielder's Colorado in the Cherry Creek Mall.
J. Marvin, filling in for Jerry Springer.
On the radio.
On AM 760.
Holder's Progressive Talk.
The world's longest viral infection. But I couldn't let Jerry down, and I thank him for letting me sit in. Let's talk to Gene Sperling, who was head of the National Economic Council under President Clinton. He's got a great new book out called Pro-Growth Progressive. And Gene, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet. Nice to talk to you. Listen, let's talk a little bit about this. You know, you start out in this article I have. And let me quote a little bit from it. No Democratic soundbite is quoted more often by Republican tax cut advocates than President John F. Kennedy's line that a rising tide lifts all boats. But it might come as a surprise that Kennedy first used the line in a speech delivered in Colorado on August the 17th, 1962, after congressional approval of a giant dam project, and his point was to justify greater spending on infrastructure. There was not a single example in his presidential papers of his using the metaphor specifically to promote tax cuts.
That's absolutely right. There's a desire to just simply cite John F. Kennedy and use that phrase to kind of suggest that really we just need supply-side economics or laissez-faire growth. But the fact is that what Kennedy was saying really should be thought of as our test, our aspiration for economic policy. Does it lift the tide and raise all boats? And that question could not be more pertinent than it is today, because what we've seen the last year or two is we've seen GDP growth up fairly well, but we've seen for four consecutive years typical family income down, whether it's hourly, whether it's weekly income. We've seen people who are losing jobs having a harder time getting back, taking deeper falls. So I do believe this is going to be the paramount economic issue of our time, really, which is, does the economy, is globalization working not just to lift the tide, to raise growth and productivity, but is it lifting all boats? Is it building that strong middle class that allows more people to move in that we've always relied on, or is it leading to a more thinning out or hollowing out of the middle class? I think that is going to be the paramount issue we're going to face in the next several years.
22 minutes after the hour, Gene Sperling with us. All right. You know, Bush gives a speech, and I can't remember, last week, the week before, and he talks about how good the economy's doing because, you know, the White House is frustrated at the idea that their message about the economy is not getting through, and they want people to realize that the economy's good. Well, you know what? How about for those of us that are, you know, average lunchbox brick people, how's the economy doing for us as compared to the top 1-2% in this country?
Well, you know, I don't think the president has a very good political strategy even, because you can't spin people into feeling good about their economic conditions if they're not. People know pretty well how they're doing, what their bills are, what their credit card is, whether they're under stress. I think the president would be doing better to recognize that a lot of Americans, in fact, the typical American family, isn't feeling particularly better for good reasons right now. I've just mentioned one before. Weekly and hourly wages since the end of the recession are actually down when you adjust for inflation. So in terms of, you know, no one's gotten a raise in 4 years. At the same time dealing with spiraling health care, energy costs, we're also seeing that job growth, which they try to say is so terrific, is very anemic. This is, in fact, for a recovery, for this period of the recovery, one of the worst we've seen. So when they say it's 4.5 million over the last 2 years or so, they don't tell you that in most recoveries we've had since then, we would have expected 7 million. So this is one of the worst job recoveries we've had since the 1930s. Wages are down. And there's this other point I mentioned, which is that when people are losing jobs, they tend to be taking deeper fall. There is not as much of a sign that, like in the 90s, when we lost jobs, there were good jobs at equal pay replacing them. That does not seem to be the case in the current economy. So if people are feeling a bit stressed, it's not because the White House hasn't spun it as well. It's because they're feeling stressed, and the White House would be doing better recognizing that and having policies targeted towards lowering health care costs, doing something about pensions and savings. And that's one of the big issues, is that savings for typical families is down. People are running up their credit card. They're using the house as an ATM machine. I'm still an optimist, but we've got to deal with what's real out in the economy if we're going to meet those challenges.
Let's talk about the global economy a little bit. I mean, you write in here about assuming that the global competition always leads to uneven growth. And a lot of people are concerned about global competition. And, you know, whenever I talk about this, this subject, inevitably I get calls from people who say, well, what about jobs being sent out of the country? How is that the right thing? How is that going to help any of us?
Well, first of all, the fact is that, you know, does globalization lead to uneven growth? It is right now. It doesn't always. If you look in the late 1990s, we had a big expansion of competition, and we saw wages going up, jobs going up, poverty going down. But certainly at the moment, it is leading to very uneven growth, and we need to deal with that. Now, the thing about the book, my book, The Pro-Growth Progressive, is I don't want to tell people that there's an easy solution. I don't want to say there's a way of just putting up a wall and stopping the pace of globalization. It's not. I don't believe there is. And I'd rather have people focus on things we can do something about, like healthcare costs, like adjustment, assistance for people. I do think that we could compete for more jobs than we do if we had a better healthcare system, if we had better information technology infrastructure, if our tax system encouraged jobs here as opposed to jobs overseas. But my fear is that if we tell people, geez, we can just stop the tide, we may do things that are counterproductive. Indeed, we could raise prices not only on consumers here, but on some of the producers who are creating those jobs and making them less competitive. So my view is we got to be hard-headed about what we can and can't do about globalization, but let's think about how we can use public policy in a smart way to make sure that we are doing everything we can to encourage job creation and job location here. And we're doing the things that have always been great for America, investing in the education, the research, the innovation of our people, as opposed to these policies of tax cuts for the most well-off and exploding the deficit, which has never proved to lead to shared growth or a rising tide lifting all boats.
Yeah, in the little bit of time we have left here, I wanted to talk to you about the deficit. This administration, I mean, what happens if these people call in there? You know, what happens if we wake up one morning and the Japanese and the Chinese go, you know, well, something, we want our money?
You know, let me tell you, it's heartbreaking what they've done. I mean, they not only inherited projections of surpluses, but more important, they had just seen a period in the 1990s with a progressive president where we had fiscal discipline, rising wages, lowering poverty, and they said, boy, we got to change this.
Yeah,
not only that, they had a cushion. When 9/11 recession came, there was a cushion from that fiscal discipline. What are they leaving the next president?
Yeah, I agree. Gene, I got to interrupt you because I'm out of time. Thank you, Gene, so much. It's good to have you on.
And anytime.
And people should get the Pro-Growth Progressive. It makes a wonderful gift for the holidays. Thanks, Gene.
Thank you so much.
All right, there goes Gene Sperling. And we'll take some phone calls coming up. I got something about immigration I want to talk to you about. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio.
Radio.
Looking for the best present you can buy? Then go to MileHighMarket.com and check out the iJoy robotic massage chair with 3D human touch technology that feels like strong hands kneading your neck, back, legs, and feet. This gift and many more available at MileHighMarket.com. Need something to complete your indoor game room? Then go to MileHighMarket.com and get a multi-game table with poker, blackjack, and bumper pool all in one. Or do you need prime seating to watch all of the upcoming sports action? Then check out the iJoy robotic massage chair. If you're a workout buff, then the New Balance recumbent exercise bike is for you. All this and more is available at MileHighMarket.com. Buy today and receive an extra 5% off and free shipping to your door. MileHighMarket.com, powered by Gately's.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electric Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
Business owners, if you want half off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half off computers, we can't help you. If you want half off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-220-1320. For a church, school, a gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-220-1320. That's 800-220-1320.
If you love your coffee and want to take it with you when you travel, you need to learn about Road Warrior brand Laptop Coffee. Laptop Coffee is travel-friendly coffee, sealed in personal tins. Plus, it's superior gourmet compared to the coffee most hotels leave for you in the room. Each tin contains 2 4-cup filter packs for 2 personal pots of rich, full-bodied, 100% Arabica coffee. You'll never have to endure lousy in-room hotel coffee again. For a free sample, click the ad on your screen or log on to LaptopCoffee.com and order the free sample pack.
Looking to stay fit during the holidays? Then check out MileHighMarket.com. Right now you can save $200 off retail on a Bowflex Sport with more than 60 gym-quality exercises. 24/7 online ordering with same-day shipping. That's MileHighMarket.com.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
You might not miss me.
A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons. For more information, visit aaos.org.
Randy Rhodes.
These are interesting times in which to live inside the United States. Really fascinating. We've become everything we despise. We have limited freedom. We have people listening to our private phone calls. We have people reading our private email. 80,000 people on the terror watch list now.
80,000!
Now anybody can be eavesdropped upon, and you'll never know.
Randy Rhodes.
I just think that's sick.
AM 760. Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Thank
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Thanks so much for coming to the Save the Christmas Lounge. You know, there's no people on earth more oppressed and persecuted than we Americans who love Christmas. They're all going to come kill us all any day now. So let's join our hands together just as we pray to keep church and state together and show them what Christmas is really all about. Hey, if you know this one, shut up. Yeah, I'm screaming for that right Christmas. Far to the right as against you.
Thank you.
Where the creches linger, giving the finger to lawyers from ACLU. It's true. Oh, I'm scheming for that right Christmas. Where public schools sing Silent Night. Shoot that red-nosed reindeer on sight.
I got the gun.
And may every Christmas lean far right.
Thank you. We may be under attack, but we're coming back.
Hey, I'm beaming about my right Christmas. Where happy holidays are banned. And each store makes it clear that every cashier says Merry Christmas or gets canned. Oh, I'm extreming for a right Christmas. We're fighting for our right to choose this one time. Be a martyr and you can't lose. You know, it seems to work for those Muslimic guys. We'll take Christmas time back from the Jews.
Thank you. You know, all those secular liberals like Al Franken and Bill Murr, they all should just be locked away in a manger. Away in a manger. God, I'm good.
Jerry Springer on the radio.
35 past the hour. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio. 1-877-34-JERRY. 1-877-345-3779. Good to have you along wherever you are and whatever you're doing. This is kind... You know what? I got a ton of hate mail about this. I mean, people were really angry with me for saying this. And I said it on this show. That I'm not scared of immigration. And immigration doesn't bother me. Because this country has always had immigration. We've always had the Irish, the Italians, the Jews, the Chinese. We've always had immigration. Now, do I think illegal immigration is right? No. And I think we ought to come up with some workable plan to handle this. Not some extreme plan, but some workable plan. Because, number one, I don't think building a fence along the border is going to work. People are like water. They'll just find some other way to get through. That's number one. Then number two. You get these people who call you up, and they want to round up all 11 million illegal aliens and throw them out of the country. So, what do we got going on there? Well, do you think we got the wherewithal? I mean, how would you like to have your local police? And we certainly don't have enough, ICE officers to do this, but, I mean, how would you like to have your local police cooperate with the federal government in rounding up illegal aliens instead of trying to fight crime and take care of business? You know, the other thing is, illegal aliens are always, 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 particularly Hispanic ones, are always profiled in the media as being criminals, as in being involved in some kind of criminal activity. Now, you know what? Granted, there are ones out there who do. There's no question about that. But you know what? There's a lot of people of a lot of different cultures, of a lot of different stripes in this country that engage in illegal activities, be it being gang members or, you know, committing corporate crimes, which cost you and I, the taxpayers, a ton of bread, and it screws up people's lives. And all I got to do, all I got to do is mention Enron, which we assume that the people involved with the Enron scandal are innocent until proven guilty. But one thing we can say for sure is that the people who worked for Enron, how are they doing this Christmas? When their pensions and everything else just dries up, their 401ks. Well, see ya. So I don't fear immigration. I think that rationally, if we drop all of the inherent panic and racism over it, we can work it out. Whether it's people who come here from Eastern Europe, people who come here from Latin America, Whatever the case may be, we can work it out. Starting point would be going to the Mexican government and saying to the Mexican government, clean up your act, clean up your economy, and lean on Vicente Fox. Vicente Fox has got the gall to be upset because this country wants to build a wall between the border of the United States and Mexico. And once again, I don't agree with that, but listen, I mean, Vicente, clean up your act. Stop the unequal redistribution of the wealth upwards. Try creating a decent minimum living wage, a living wage in that country. Because people don't leave home for no reason. They leave home because they look for a better opportunity. Well, this is a story that's going on locally here in the Denver-Boulder area, and I wanted to bring it to your attention. Denver Archbishop Charles Chaput is reiterating his support for a bill to provide in-state college tuition for illegal immigrants. Chaput is also praising federal legislation that would allow the children of illegal immigrants who are not born in the U.S. to qualify for legal residency and eventual citizenship. Wouldn't it be more productive for American society to accept these young people and give them a chance to succeed? Chaput wrote this in his column in this week's Denver Catholic Register. He refers to a bill sponsored during the last legislative session by Representative Val Vigil, who is a Democrat here in the Thornton area, which is a local area. It would have allowed illegal immigrants to qualify for in-state tuition if they had completed at least 3 years of high school or earned a GED. And, of course, the bill died. So I want to ask you about this, and whether you think this is a good idea or not. Because, you know, college tuition is tough. I mean, it's expensive. And you've got people, you know, in every state who want to go, like, to state colleges, but they can't go. And here's Chaput, here's Denver Archbishop Charles Chaput, who's saying, well, listen, if they're illegal immigrants, not born in the U.S., they should be able to qualify for legal residency and eventual citizenship, and it's a the bill should provide, or they should provide, or be provided with in-state college tuition, whether they're illegal or not. Now, you can make the case here, okay, that if you don't educate people and you don't give them a chance to get a step up, then what ends up happening is they get into trouble. I mean, you could make that case. But I'm just interested in what you think about this. Because on one hand, I go, yeah, what he's saying makes sense to me. But on the other hand, you've got that reactionary kind of right-wing kind of leaning kind of thing that comes out about, well, you don't reward people for illegal behavior. 1-877-34-JERRY, 1-877-34-JERRY, 1-877-345-3779. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio.
I made the statement that we're dismantling senior management, and we are. Our people have done a really good job of hauling in a lot of the key operators. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, Abu Zubaydah, Ramzi Al-Sheeb, or whatever the guy's name was.
Call Jerry, 877-34-JERRY. Springer on the radio.
If you love your coffee and want to take it with you when you travel, you need to learn about Road Warrior brand laptop coffee. Laptop coffee is travel-friendly coffee, sealed in personal tins. Plus, it's superior gourmet compared to the coffee most hotels leave for you in the room. Each tin contains 2 4-cup filter packs for 2 personal pots of rich, full-bodied, 100% Arabica coffee. You'll never have to endure lousy in-room hotel coffee again. For a free sample, click the ad on your screen or log on to laptopcoffee.com and order the free sample pack.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-220-1320. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-220-1320. That's 800-220-1320.
Looking to stay fit during the holidays? Then check out MileHighMarket.com. Right now you can save $200 off retail on a Bowflex Sport with more than 60 gym-quality exercises. 24/7 online ordering with same-day shipping. That's MileHighMarket.com. Get into the sling of things and buy a sling box this week only for $199. Go to MileHighMarket.com and buy the hottest product on the market and watch TV anywhere. Makes a great holiday gift. Free same-day shipping to your door. That's MileHighMarket.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Need something to complete your indoor game room? Then go to MileHighMarket.com and get a multi-game table with poker, blackjack, and bumper pool all in one. Or do you need prime seating to watch all of the upcoming sports action? Then check out the iJoy robotic massage chair. If you're a workout buff, then the New Balance recumbent exercise bike is for you. All this and more is available at MileHighMarket.com. Buy today and receive an extra 5% off and free shipping to your door. MileHighMarket.com, powered by Gately's.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electric Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
1-800-500-2883.
Whether it's a natural disaster or terrorist attack, every business needs an emergency plan. You can't control what happens, but you can be prepared. Visit www.ready.gov today. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
44 minutes past the hour. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Thanks for joining me. Thanks, Jerry, for letting me do this. 1-877-34-JERRY or 1-877-345-3779. This is Springer on the radio. We're talking about Denver Archbishop Charles Chaput. And I never get people's names right. It's one of my big failings in life. But he supports the idea for a bill to provide in-state college tuition for illegal immigrants. He also likes the idea that would allow children of illegal immigrants who are not born in the U.S. to qualify for legal residency and eventual citizenship. And as I said, I don't fear immigration, and my mind is kind of open about this. And, you know, a lot of talk show hosts, their whole deal is, okay, this is the way I feel, now call up, let's fight. But I'm kind of open-minded about this. And neglecting kids, though, I don't care who they are, whether they're naturalized citizens or illegal children of illegal aliens or whatever, neglecting them, whether it comes to medical care or education, to me, just doesn't make sense. And I know all the arguments. Well, it goes back on you, the taxpayer. But, you know, if you don't take care of them and then they develop, criminal behavior or they're not taxpaying contributors to society, then, you know, then you're in bad shape, too. Let's go to Dan in Providence, Rhode Island. Hi, Dan, you're on.
Hi, Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I really don't agree with the free college tuition thing. I work in the restaurant industry, and I appreciate the people who come from south of the border who work really hard. But Americans work hard, and a lot of us can't afford college. We're in that gap in between financial aid and making too much money or whatever, where we have to pay our own way through college, and then we have student loans that we have to pay off for the next 20 years. And it's really not fair if they get free college, but I don't get free college. And I've been paying my way, here and there. I also, as far as Vicente Fox and this whole thing down there, I don't have a problem with people coming across the border. However, if people are going to do that, and if Vicente Fox wants it so bad, then I think, you know, the state of Arizona and some of these other border states should present him with a bill that he should have to pay when they come over here, when they ruin the state park coming over the border in Arizona, or the people that get their cars stolen or their houses robbed or whatever. From not all people, granted, aren't bad that come over, but you have that M13 gang, you have all this bad stuff that's also coming through here, all the drugs, everything else, but they don't want us to do anything about that either.
Well, wait a minute, I don't think, I'm no fan of Vicente Fox, okay, but I don't think I don't think he's saying anything about, that he doesn't want to do anything about drugs. Now, granted, he's done a lot. That, you know, Mexico has done a lousy job cleaning up narco trafficking, and you got like what's going on in Nuevo Laredo, where you got all these murders happening, and you got problems across the border in Juarez too. I just like to play devil's advocate with you here for a second.
Sure.
What do we do about these kids, though? I mean, is it smart just to leave them out of the equation?
No, absolutely not. I think people who come over here, everybody who comes over here should be paid a realistic wage. I don't think that they should be. A lot of these people who come over here are being paid under the table. So it's not even, they're not even being taxed. So, you know, here's in a country where rich people don't have to almost pay taxes anymore, you know, we should be taxing. Everybody should pay taxes. I am a firm believer in paying taxes. And I think that these people should get a realistic wage where it's on the books, just like everybody else, so taxes are being paid. So Social Security is being paid. So everything is being paid.
All right. All right, Dan, I appreciate it, man. Thanks. I appreciate your call. Let's see if we can squeeze in Harvey in Miami. Harvey, you're on.
Hey, man, thanks for taking my call.
Sure, Harvey, no problem.
He kind of stole my thunder a little bit, so I'm not going to repeat what he said, although I will say the one part is that I don't believe they should get the free tuition either. I think if people come into this country, okay, they should come into this economy and this country and be under the same guidelines that we're under. If they want to become American citizens, they need to be under the same types of guidelines and laws that we have to follow here, with no exception, because it gets us to an area, and I think you're always going to have a problem with trying to get these types of things across, because we're in a time where people are struggling, and if they're trying to go to school and they're trying to do all these other things, and here we're going to give a certain group of people a free ride simply because they're not a citizen of this country. That isn't fair. So I think the way we solve the situation, in my opinion, is that when these people do come in, one, if they're illegal and they don't want to follow the guidelines, they need to be set back. That's number one. If they do want to
Wait a minute. Let me stop you right there.
Go ahead.
If they're already here, how are you going to send them back?
Okay, that's what I was getting to. If they're already here and we catch them, okay, and they've been here, some people have been illegal here for a while. I think we ought to give them.
Well, what do you mean? When you say, and I'm beginning to run out of time here, but when you say catch them, are you talking about like you catch them in a traffic stop, or are you talking about like when a business gets raided?
Well, yeah, if a business gets raided and they have illegal immigrants, okay, that are working for them, or the traffic stop, or however the government tracks this down, if this happens and they've been here, they ought to be given a chance for citizenship. But they shouldn't be given any kind of a free ride. I mean, they've been here, been functioning, they've been law-abiding, and they've not been causing a problem. They should be given a chance at citizenship and be able to follow the same guidelines that we that live in this country already are under.
That's all right, Harvey, appreciate the call, man. Have a good day, and happy holidays. Or as Bill O'Reilly would make me say, Merry Christmas. 1-877-34-JERRY, 1-877-345-3779. Your idea or your reaction to Denver Archbishop Charles Chaput's idea that in-state college tuition should be given to for illegal immigrants, and that their kids should have a chance to qualify for residency and eventual citizenship. Jay Marvin, in for Jerry Springer. Good to be here. This is Springer on the radio.
Jerry Springer here. I'm exploring my feminine side by hanging out in the woman's bathroom with Michael Jackson.
Finally, Jerry, you're really becoming one of us. I love you, Jerry.
This is going to be a long week off.
Hello, Jerry. Call 1-877-34-JERRY. That's 877-345-3779. And you'll be on Springer
on the radio.
Jay, in for Jerry Springer, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Sandy Rhodes.
When the snow starts piling up outside the White House, and when the poor and the elderly start freezing to death in their beds, I would like for you to bring Cindy
holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On-demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month, applies to digital silver with stars. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Restricted supply not available in all areas.
Do you know why you get wrinkles? Did you know that you can finally do something about it? At home, you get wrinkles because your skin loses collagen. Now you can restore collagen with Hydraderm Beverly Hills. This patented fast-acting wrinkle-reducing serum actually delivers full, intact collagen molecules directly to the skin. To try it free, call 1-800-441-9116. When you were young, collagen made your skin feel smooth and firm. As you aged, you lost collagen and you developed wrinkles. Now you don't have to get injections to restore your youth. Hydraderm feels light and silky, but it's also powerful. With Hydraderm, you can enjoy the stunning and flawless skin that you deserve. For a limited time, get your free trial of Hydraderm by calling 1-800-441-9116. A free trial just for calling. Call 1-800-441-9116. That's 1-800-441-9116. Call now before this free trial offer expires. 1-800-441-9116.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
The world has been good to Fisher Investments. We've experienced tremendous growth for decades. Now we want to give something back. So we're offering a new no-cost or obligation report to people who won't ever be our clients. Maybe you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make. Although at Fisher Investments we do business only with high net worth folks and institutions, we're happy to share these key insights with investors. Our experience managing $25 billion for millionaires and pensions has given us valuable insight. Insight that can help you quickly identify and hopefully sidestep mistakes most investors make. The worst and most costly ones. So request your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make today. No charge and no sales pitch. The world has been good to us, and now we want to give back. It's not just our desire, it's our responsibility. For your free report, call 1-800-771-3464. That's 1-800-771-3464. 1-800-771-3464.
You got to pay more. So it would give illegal immigrants a break on that. That's what they're talking about. Treat them as if they were born and from here. Okay, did I make that clear? Because now I can see the emails coming in. Well, you didn't get that right. Okay, and I left that out. I'm sorry. Let's get back to the phones at 1-877-34-JERRY, 1-877-345-3779. And we go to Debbie in Haslett, New Jersey. Debbie, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, Debbie, how are you today?
I'm great. I'm so glad that you're on the radio out here in the East Coast. We love you.
Well, thank you. Happy holidays to you. Or, you know, as Bill O'Reilly would force me to say, Merry Christmas.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Right back at you. Anyway, my comment was that... I think what the person wants to do is it, how do you pronounce his name? Shops?
No, Chaput.
Chaput. I think it's a great idea, but the fact is that people are going to be pretty annoyed when they say, look, the government's cutting stuff and my kid can't go to school, and, you know, why should they go? You know, we should take care of our own first. On the other hand, I understand the whole gang thing and how stuff happens and you can't deprive people of being able to make a decent living, but, you know, in the long run, I think that Bush really is rather trying to teach Americans how to live poor and work the way Mexicans do rather than bringing Mexican workers up to an American worker level.
Well, and you know, that part there is very true. What we need in this country for all workers, I believe, is a living wage. Thanks, Deb. I'm out of time.
Right.
I appreciate the call. Thank you, and have yourself a good holiday season. All right. We'll continue with this, and you can broaden it out, too, and talk about all aspects of immigration if you want to. 1-877-34-JERRY or 1-877-345-3779. Denver Archbishop Charles Chaput is saying that, you know what, he supports the idea for a bill to provide in-state college tuition for illegal...
Upper Manhattan. Lines of traffic are long here and tempers are short. Cars with four or more people can head into the heart of the city. Others are being turned back. And on the sidewalk, some stand waiting to fill up cars with strangers or to catch a van set up by their company.
Los Angeles, a section of the bustling 405 freeway was shut down just as the morning rush hour was starting, so police could burn the 50 pounds of dynamite they found in a nearby warehouse. The dynamite was so old it could have blown up if they tried to move it. Safety investigators found signs of a crack on a part that connected the right wing to the body of the seaplane that crashed off Miami Beach Monday, killing at least 19. Acting Safety Board Head Mark Rosenker says that could be the reason the wing broke off in a ball of flame.
The crack appears to extend through a majority of the spar at the location of the separation.
In Baghdad, Saddam Hussein was back in court for the first time in 2 weeks, listening to what happened to people from one Shiite town after an attempt on his life failed. One witness, speaking through a translator, told the court about a family that was thrown into Abu Ghraib prison.
The treatment with the mothers was immoral. She would not be given any milk or any food for the babies.
Saddam's accused of ordering the execution of more than 140 men and boys after the 1982 assassination attempt. Americans may be enjoying sports more, but they're playing less.
We love to watch. The Census Bureau says attendance at pro sports stadiums is up, as are ratings for sports on TV. But actually playing and burning calories, we do less of that each year. The annual statistical abstract says the number one leisure activity in America is dining out.
CBS News correspondent Dan Revive. Federal agents in the Bay Area have raided a medical marijuana club in related locations. No arrests, but Casey McEnray with the DEA says they left with processed marijuana, more than 200 plants, and thousands in cash.
It is a violation of federal law to cultivate and distribute and possess marijuana.
And Catherine Smith and her husband run that club.
It's devastating, especially at this time of year, because they've taken all the medicine that we were going to give to our patients.
The federal government doesn't recognize California's medical marijuana law. In early Wall Street trading, the averages are higher. The Dow Jones Industrials ahead by more than 64 points. NASDAQ is up about 11. This is CBS News.
How long will I be in chemotherapy?
What should I ask my doctor?
What are the side effects?
Will I lose my hair?
When will I start to feel better?
What about alternate therapies?
Who can I turn to for help?
If you're facing chemotherapy, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. But now it's easier to find answers in one place. Chemotherapy.com. From different types of treatment to side effects, to the right questions to ask along the way. The answers are at your fingertips at www.chemotherapy.com. Your complete chemotherapy guide.
Hello?
Hey, Jeff, it's Tom. I need some advice from my accountant.
Okay.
Insurance company.
Two words. Northwestern Mutual.
My business, employee benefits, retention.
Northwestern Mutual.
Insuring key people.
Yep.
Respected, high standards.
One of the best.
Okay, so just to be clear.
Bye, Tom.
Whatever your business insurance question, a quiet conversation with Northwestern Mutual is the answer. Northwestern
work-from-home training package, shipping not included. Log on to homebiz2006.com. homebiz2006.com.
Hi, I'm Frank. You missed me. I was that pedestrian back there. You know, if you don't drive more carefully, next time, you might not miss me.
A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons. For more information, visit aaos.org.
the hour. Jay Martin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio. Thanks for joining me. Thanks to Jerry for letting me sit in. Thanks to the local management here for allowing me to do it. Want to email me? AM760.net. AM760.net. I try to answer all email. All right. It's time for one of my favorite features on this program. It's time for the blog report with senior editor of SpringerOnTheRadio.com, my buddy Gene Galvin. Hey, Gene, what's on the net today?
Hey, Jay, how you doing? Well, the vote will come today on whether America will wreck a piece of pristine land in northern Alaska, all for a few barrels of oil. Look, Alaska is a special place that people increasingly visit. In fact, we all know people, like many of our own parents, who said it as their most dramatic vacation ever. As an avid backpacker, I've been blessed to get there 5 times. Let no one tell you drilling in Anwar won't hurt Alaska. Even today, as you drive up the center of the state from Valdez to northernmost Prudhoe Bay, that's more than half the state, you see a metal pipeline the circumference of a tractor trailer running 20 feet off the ground next to the only northern highway, running across the tundra as far as the eye can see. Its constant glint in the sunlight spoils the view of vast wilderness in the mountainous horizon. If they drill and then transport crude oil from Anwar, they'll affect a lot more land and majestic wildlife than they admit in their arguments. Go to www.bpphoto.com and see the spectacular Anwar photos of freelance shooter Subhankar Banerjee. And then call your senator right now and ask him or her to get Anwar drilling out of the Pentagon funding bill. This decision is in the hands of our generation, and we will be judged for what happens by generations to come. Okay, I got no stock in the Nationwide Insurance Company, but you gotta go to lifecomesatyoufast.com. It's their ingenious internet ad campaign with real clips of human mishaps. Now, no one gets hurt. I'm sure they paid off everybody nicely, but they are hilarious. My favorite one of the 30 clips is the guy who pops a wheelie on his riding mower and then flips it over backwards and it blows up. I'm serious. You got to see it. And then there's the parody greeting card that you got to see at AmericanGreetings.com. They took that earthy song, My Humps. I love this song. What you gonna do with all that junk? All that junk. And then what they did is they Christmatized it. I know that's not right. You gotta see it. It is funny. Now, speaking of Christmas, go to Inquirer.com and read about people stealing the baby Jesus statue from the nativity scene in a little town near Cincinnati called Cheviot. First, someone stole it, and a little girl from a nearby town gave Cheviot another one. Then that one was stolen too. The cops found the second one, but they still haven't found the first one. I know Bill O'Reilly's trumping up this fake war on Christmas to jack up his ratings, but this thing here is serious.
It seems like to me we need to take it seriously.
Now, they put up a surveillance camera at the nativity scene. But wait a second. God sees everything. Why didn't he just tell the cops who did it? Now, he won't do that until we all get to heaven. But then it'll be too late for O'Reilly. We'll have to see if he's even there with some of the things that he said. For the blog report, I'm G. Galvin, and I will be going to heaven if for no other reason as a reward for working at Springer on the radio. Back to you, Jay.
How do you know you're going to go to heaven? Can you take me with you? I mean, am I going to get in?
Well, I'm going to park my van at the Home Depot down on I-75. And I got a seat for you, Jay. You're going. Springer's going. Actually, I'm following Springer. He tells me he's going. And I figure if he gets in, we all get in.
That sounds good. And also, how low is it really to steal the baby Jesus out of a manger? I mean, you got to be unbalanced.
That is cold, and they even broke the leg. Now they got to have to get a prosthesis for the baby Jesus. No, that is wrong.
Get out of here.
I'm telling
you. Are you serious?
Now, we're down in the Cincinnati area, and this story just won't go away. Yeah, people are all freaked out because they actually broke the leg of the baby Jesus.
That's low. Gene, love you. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right, man. See ya.
All right. 10 after the hour, Jay Marvin for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio. I have never understood. You know, in those stories about people stealing the baby Jesus out of the manger, that stuff comes up every year. I think Keith Olbermann on the Countdown on MSNBC had a surveillance photo, a surveillance camera video of a Jesus being stolen out of the manger, and it was like some old lady that was doing it. You know, I always thought high school kids did it as like a prank, and it still wasn't right. You know, we talked on this program about election voting, about these voting machines, and about how many of us feel, and I do, that the results were manipulated in Ohio. And there were voting irregularities also in Florida. Well, this is something that's going on, which involves Diebold. Now, Diebold, you know, of course, makes these machines, and they also, I believe, make ATM machines, and they make machines that deal with electronic processing. Late this afternoon, Secretary of State Bruce McPherson, his office sent a letter to Diebold Election Systems Vice President David Byrd, informing him that the state is declining for the time being to recertify Diebold AccuVote touchscreens in the state of California, pending further testing and certification by federal authorities. In a letter on McPherson's letterhead, Karen Daniels Mead, chief of the Election Division, writes that unresolved significant security concerns exist with respect to the memory card used to program and configure the AccuVote operating systems and touchscreen equipment. In a statement reported by AP, SOS spokeswoman Jennifer Kearns announced problems discovered during routine testing by state employees and independent consultants, including the discovery of a source code that had never been reviewed. And you know, let's hope state by state that we get machines with paper trails so that we know where those votes are going and who's involved in it. And you know, it's sad that you got to not like, and there are a lot of people out there, and myself, I feel like this too, that you just can't trust the system. And that's sad at a time when those of us who are liberals and progressives, we need voter turnout. We need to get out there. We've got to battle and engage in an aggressive campaign in 06 around this country. All right, if you want to get back into the discussion about Denver Archbishop Charles Chaput, who's reiterating his support for a bill to provide in-state college tuition for illegal immigrants. And once again, that's not free tuition. It's in-state, which means if you move here to Colorado, many states have this, if you move to a state from another state, it's going to cost you more. And also the idea that if you're an illegal immigrant and you have children, the children of illegal immigrants who are not born in the U.S., should qualify for legal residency and eventual citizenship. 1-877-34-JERRY, 1-877-345-3779. As I said last hour, you know, I'm not scared of immigration. I'm just not scared of it. But I think that there's a way that we got to mainstream these people into the system. And one of the things, two of the things which I firmly believe in, number one, is forcing Mexico to pay a living wage to its workers so they don't feel that they have to come north of the border in order to achieve a success. And number two, we ought to pay workers in this country a living wage so that, you know, we have some quality of living here, because wages have been stagnant. And I think we need to do those two things. And I think hopefully, eventually, we're going to get into a discussion in this country also about health care and the costs health care have on labor. Because we've got to eliminate that problem somehow, too. But basically, what I'm talking about here is immigration. And your feelings about the Archbishop's plan. And the feeling about what happens. Because, you know, we have the wet-dry policy, the wet-foot-dry-foot policy, particularly for Cubans who come here, that if they touch land, they're allowed to stay. Yeah, we don't have that for people from Mexico or even, you know, people from Eastern Europe. 1-877-34-JERRY, 1-877-345-3779. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio.
And we're fully committed to working with both sides to bring the level of terror down to an acceptable level for both.
Commence dialing sequence.
1-877-34-JERRY. That's 877-345-3779. This is Springer on the...
Shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On-demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month, applies to digital silver with stars. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Restricted supply not available in all areas.
Do you know why you get wrinkles? Did you know that you can finally do something about it? At home, you get wrinkles because your skin loses collagen. Now you can restore collagen with Hydraderm Beverly Hills. This patented fast-acting wrinkle-reducing serum actually delivers full, intact collagen molecules directly to the skin. To try it free, call 1-800-441-9116. When you were young, collagen made your skin feel smooth and firm. As you aged, you lost collagen and you developed wrinkles. Now you don't have to get injections to restore your youth. Hydraderm feels light and silky, but it's also powerful. With Hydraderm, you can enjoy the stunning and flawless skin that you deserve. For a limited time, get your free trial of Hydraderm by calling 1-800-441-9116. A free trial just for calling. Call 1-800-441-9116. That's 1-800-441-9116. Call now before this free trial offer expires. 1-800-441-9116.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
The world has been good to Fisher Investments. We've experienced tremendous growth for decades. Now we want to give something back. So we're offering a new no-cost or obligation report to people who won't ever be our clients. Maybe you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make. Although at Fisher Investments, we do business only with high net worth folks and institutions, we're happy to share these key insights with investors. Our experience managing $25 billion for millionaires and pensions has given us valuable insight. Insight that can help you quickly identify and hopefully sidestep mistakes most investors make. The worst and most costly ones. So request your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make today. No charge and no sales pitch. The world has been good to us, and now we want to give back. It's not just our desire, it's our responsibility. For your free report, call 1-800-771-3464. That's 1-800-771-3464. 1-800-771-3464.
Community GAP needs your help with funding for various equipment, vans, and daily activities. Please call to make a donation, 303-989-9830.
Jay Marvin, in for Jerry Springer on AM 760.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio. Good to have you along. 1-877-34-JERRY. 1-877-345-3779. Coming up the bottom of the hour, we'll talk to Barry Lynn, the Reverend Barry Lynn, about this whole intelligent design situation and what went on in Dover, Pennsylvania. Because you know what? The judge really took a shot at those people who want to teach intelligent design, which is nothing but creationism in the schools. Right now we're talking about illegal immigration. Let's go back to the phones. And Tom in Spruce Pine, North Carolina, has been hanging on. Tom, thanks for your patience. You're on. Tom, you there? All right, let's go to Derek in Lexington, Massachusetts. Darren, you're on.
I just wanted to make two points.
Sure.
The first point is, look, I support funding for any kid that can qualify. I mean, I say it's inclusive and it supports the kids. I don't penalize kids for choices their parents make. I mean, we don't lock up kids if their parents rob banks, so why should we prevent them from getting loans?
Yeah, you know what? That's really, those are two really good points.
And the second point here is, I mean, I think that if we're going to support kids, we should really go ahead and say that, you know, we use all the rhetoric, but the simple fact is this. We should put our money where our mouth is. Let's do something like they do in England, which is they pay for the tuition for any kid that can qualify. Now, I say we do it for state schools instead of, you know, places like Harvard or, any, you know, some things like that. And then when they get out of school, they pay a tax on what they make. That way, we get as many kids as who really have the opportunity based on their grades to get in. And so we invest in our kids, not in, you know, Enron and, you know, all these other things.
Yeah, you know
that's
what?
Where we should be making the investment.
Yeah, you know what? I really like your ideas. I mean, I really agree with you. I've never been for penalizing kids. And, you know, there's also another movement, both in this state around the country and around the country, too, to cut off health care for illegal immigrants. To me, you know, all that's doing is that's justifying human suffering. And I've had people say to me, well, what they end up doing is they end up taking, you know, hospital rides. They end up taking ambulance rides to the hospital or going to the emergency room, and that costs you, the taxpayer. All right, let's fix that situation as well instead of penalizing human beings for getting sick.
Yeah, well, I mean, in that case, then, what I would say is, fine, if you're going to go ahead and penalize people for having to do the health care side, what you ought to do is instead say, look, we won't charge you for doing ambulance rides if you go to the doctor once a year or once every 6 months for preventative care. You know, that's the real inexpensive part, is people don't do preventative care. Then when they have major problems, all of a sudden there's huge costs.
Yeah.
It just seems, you know, to use a phrase a little strange.
Yep, sure is. Hey, Darren, thank you. Thank you for a great call. Really appreciate it. Jeff in Albuquerque. Jeff, you're on.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Good. Let me just say, I'm not against immigration. My three of my grandparents and all of my great-grandparents immigrated here, mostly from Europe, you know, many years ago. My problem that I have is when an illegal immigrant sets foot on a college campus, rather than giving them free tuition, they should be arrested and deported.
Now, wait a minute. Why should they be? First of all, how are you going to do that? Who's going to do the arresting and the deporting?
Well, realistically, there's problems with that concept.
Well, yeah, sure there is. Like, in other words, do you want to pay more money? Who are you going to have do it? I brought this up before. Do you want the Albuquerque police to do that? I mean, is that what you want them tied up to do? So while some scum is like breaking into your house and stealing your TV and your stereo system and ransacking your joint, the police can't get there because they're busy trying to bust illegal immigrants. Now, first of all, that's not their job. So then you got to talk about doing it on the federal level. Okay, you want to pay for that? I mean, we have a country right now that we're selling ourselves into massive debt just to finance what's going on here, including the Iraq War. I mean, where are we going to come up with the money for that kind of a policy?
All right. It's not going to happen, and it's not practical. But my point is that I don't feel like I should reward people for breaking the law and for coming in this country illegally.
Well, I don't think anybody's talking about that. But you've got 11 million aliens here now, illegal aliens here now. What do you intend to do with them?
Well, what will you say to my daughter who moved to Denver 4 years ago to get her master's degree up there at Denver University and had to pay for a year out-of-state tuition? Now, what are you going to say to her when she asks you, why does an illegal immigrant get in-state tuition that first year from the very beginning, and I had to pay double, and I've lived in the United States, I was born here, I'm legal. How do you justify that to my daughter?
Well, you know what? I think you bring a good question. I think you raise a really good question, and I think it is, in some degree, hard to justify. So maybe if that's not like the best plan, maybe we've got to come up with some workable idea on how people can get an education, particularly their children, like Darren talked about. I mean, what are you going to do? Just disenfranchise them? Not give them a shot at the American dream? How are you going to handle that?
Well, I think that's a very good question. I think everybody should have a shot at it, but I think it needs to be done in a practical and fair way, and one that makes sure that when people do come in this country illegally, there are some consequences, and that they do learn that they have to do it in a proactive way, in a way that creates a better society, not creating a lot of ill will and so on.
Well, I only got two answers to that. First of all, I agree with you that they need to be mainstreamed in through a legal process. But the other thing is, ignoring something will not make it go away. And you got to sit down, and we got to sit down and deal with this, and deal with it without a fear factor being injected into it, so that people are scared, so that the media is quick. I mean, they're quick to point out when illegal immigrants get into trouble. But you know something? There are a lot of illegal immigrants, man, who you never hear about, who are busting their rear end to make a living and get things done. And there is a significant portion of them that will take jobs. And I know people in this country don't want to hear this, but they'll take jobs that Americans don't want, particularly in agriculture. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Mark in Union, New Jersey. Mark, hi, you're on.
Hi, Jay. I think that there's some fundamental problems with this whole idea. First off, as the previous caller said, you're giving incentives to illegal immigrants. And it's not fair to American citizens who are at the lower income levels, who will then become, in essence, another class. They don't have the rights of the upper-level people, because upper-level income people, because they can't afford the tuition and other benefits that somebody who's rich can get or has to get into school. And yet they're being denied access to state-level tuition. So, for example, with illegals, you can't possibly allow them to have the in-state tuition rates unless they legalize themselves and live in the state under the terms that the state requires for a U.S. citizen to get state-level tuition.
Well, you know what? I don't think there's any problem with what you're saying about living here living in any state and living there long enough to be considered, to get, the regular in-state tuition. I have no problem with that. Let me just give you a quote, though, from the Archbishop. He said, wouldn't it be more productive for American society to accept these young people and give them a chance to succeed? I mean, you know the thing that frustrates me about this topic? And I brought it up, so I stepped into it. Let me tell you what frustrates me. What frustrates me is there doesn't seem to be any kind of a workable solution to this. And on top of it, a lot of it is just, and I'm not saying you're doing it, but a lot of it is just based on out-and-out fear. You know, out-and-out fear of people. And I just can't buy this. Thank
well,
you.
I gotta go.
I'm out of time. I appreciate it, Mark. Thanks so much. Have yourself a good day. Coming up, we got Reverend Barry Lynn on, Executive Director for Americans United for Separation of Church and State. And we'll talk about what went down in Dover and the whole idea of teaching intelligent design, which there are a lot of states that want to do that. I tell you right now in Colorado, where this show's coming from today, they want to do it here. There's a bill here. To a proposition to teach intelligent design in the school systems. And I don't know about you, but I am definitely, definitely against it because it is not science. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio.
Jerry Springer on the radio.
You can learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills. You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-339-1195 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at riptidehosting.com.
Hey, do you consider yourself a great poker player? Want to test your skills against the likes of Rob Blake, Dan Hino, John Michael Lyles, and Brad May? Then join Amber Holmes for the second annual Full House Celebrity Poker Tournament on Saturday, January 7th at 6 p.m. Amber Holmes specializes in affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes, and they're proud to help local Denver charities through this annual Celebrity Poker Tournament. For more information or to register as a player, log on to amberholmes.com. Amber Holmes, a higher standard.
Looking for the best present you can buy? Then go to MileHighMarket.com and check out the iJoy robotic massage chair with 3D human touch technology that feels like strong hands kneading your neck, back, legs, and feet. This gift and many more available at MileHighMarket.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Get into the sling of things and buy a sling box this week only for $199. Go to MileHighMarket.com and buy the hottest product on the market and watch TV anywhere. Makes a great holiday gift. Free same-day shipping to your door. That's MileHighMarket.com.
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debt, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System, and I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt, and with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over a half million others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541.
1-1 immediately. Visit strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4-STROKE today. A public service announcement from the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
AM 760.
The real story. 24-7 on AM 760.
Jay Marvin, 6 to 10.
Al Franken, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
Randy Rhodes, 48, the best.
Because then again, everything right is on the left.
Oh, I listen to Jay a lot. I love Ed.
Al's great.
Randy Rhodes.
Oh, absolutely.
I love it.
You're doing a great job.
AM 760.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
On the radio. Let's talk to the Reverend Barry W. Lynn. Since 1992, the Reverend Lynn has served as Executive Director of Americans United for Separation of Church and State, based in Washington, D.C., and he's dedicated, this organization is dedicated to the preservation of the Constitution's religious liberty provisions. And Reverend Lynn, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
Yeah, it's nice to have you on again. Okay, Dover, Pennsylvania. The judge not only rejected the idea of teaching intelligent design, he kind of handed those people a stiff slap.
Yes, he slapped them several times, and they deserved it in each instance. Number one, he said intelligent design is not science, then went on to make 3 points about why it is not science. He said it's really, this idea of intelligent design as a so-called alternative to evolution is a religious idea. He went all through the history of Christian fundamentalists trying to get trying to attack evolution and put in some kind of pseudoscientific substitute. And then he also said, in really shocking language, because most judges don't do this, basically called some of the people who had testified for the Dover School District liars, saying that they had misrepresented the truth right on the stand, and he put it all in black and white.
Now, this guy's kind of a conservative judge, isn't he?
Yeah, he was appointed by George Bush during Bush's first term. He's a conservative, but this issue has gone so far, Jay, that you find that Charles Krauthammer, very conservative columnist, George Will, very conservative columnist, Both of them have in recent weeks said, listen, our guys have gone too far. When you start stripping science of its science and you start acting like religion is in fact another kind of science, it's an embarrassment, as it is. And I'd like to think that people who are sensible, conservative, liberal, or otherwise, can see through what's going on here. We need kids who are scientifically literate if we're going to compete in the 21st century around the world. And no other country has these nonsensical battles over evolution that we unfortunately have all over the United States.
35 past the hour, we're talking to the Reverend Barry Lynn, who is with the organization. He's executive director of Americans United for Separation of Church and State. Reverend Lynn, where are these things coming from? Where are these attacks coming from? Can you point out some organizations that are involved in this, trying to get this intelligent design forced down the throats of everybody?
Yeah, mainly it comes from a group in Seattle called the Discovery Institute. And they, of course, maintain that they're nothing but scientists up there. But that's been debunked, including in the trial that we and the ACLU of Pennsylvania did in Dover. We had the evidence to indicate that the books that they use, the textbook that they promote of pandas and people, it's called, is really just a creationism book. It's not a scientific book, and it is no business in the public schools. Then what they do, Jay, is take this pseudoscience from that book, and then they promote it with the same kind of religious right groups that we're both familiar with, the Christian Coalition, the Traditional Values Coalition, the Jerry Falwell Ministries, and they get these on-ground troops that are the same people who are grousing that there's a war against Christmas, the same people who are trying to get prayer in the schools, the same people who are trying to restrict women's reproductive rights. So the intelligence, such as it is, and I do use that word very loosely in discussing this, comes from the Discovery Institute in Seattle, but then the foot soldiers are the same religious right zealots that we see on so many other issues.
Yeah, I was making that point earlier this morning in the local portion of this show that is in the Denver-Boulder area, that this whole thing about the Christmas debate is really a way for these people to make a stealth attack on the separation of church and state.
No, it certainly is, and to claim that there's a war against Christmas in the same way that they generally try to prove that there's a war against Christianity. And now, of course, Pat Robertson himself a few weeks ago said that the fact that the voters in Dover, Pennsylvania voted out of office the supporters of intelligent design, and this policy is likely even without the court decision yesterday was likely to be terminated. He said, you know, you have turned your back on God, just in case anybody didn't think this was all a religious battle, and don't pray to God if some kind of catastrophe hits central Pennsylvania. That's what these zealots are doing, and they're doing it on multiple issues, multiple fronts. This war on Christmas is total nonsense. If I can put one little plug in, if you go to www.beliefnet.org, beliefnet.com, you can listen to this exchange or read this exchange between myself and John Gibson, who has written this silly book about the war on Christmas that's getting a lot of attention, surprisingly, mainly on the Fox News channel.
Yeah, exactly. And I know Gibson and O'Reilly are totally behind this. Let's go back to intelligent design for a second. You know, these people are spreading this from state to state. Are you and the ACLU, and I'm a card-carrying member of the ACLU, are you guys prepared to fight this on every front? And won't you be spending like just a lot of time in courts trying to get this reversed?
Well, we certainly hope that the Dover decision, it's so comprehensive, it's so clear that that school board officials in places like Ohio and Kansas, where they're thinking about starting teaching intelligent design, will wake up and say, hold it, we don't want to be sued. Because one of the things that we do, and this is, I know this will upset if you have any conservative listeners, but courts do award legal fees when people win these cases. When somebody's rights are trampled and we win, we get legal fees. And so we're going to continue to go out and do battle wherever it's necessary. We hope that people come to their senses and do not put up gigantic red signs that say, sue us next, But you never can tell with these people because sometimes the guys at the Discovery Institute, they just morph the language, they change it a little bit, and they say, well, this isn't like the Dover case, this is different. But of course it's not. The heart of this issue from the very beginning, from the time that John Scopes was tried and convicted in Tennessee for teaching about evolution, from then until now, it's all about sneaking religion into the science classrooms instead of understanding that a lot of people who are deeply religious still accept the quality evidence of science when it comes to evolution. That does not change their belief about the existence of God or any of the other issues that are well beyond the realm of science.
All right, very quickly here before we run out of time, if people want to get involved in this directly, Americans United for Separation of Church and State. You can join, right? And what's your website? Where do people go to get more information?
Just go to www.au.org. Get information on this case and our many other battles against the religious right and how you can help us and get a monthly magazine to boot.
All right. Thank you, Reverend Barry Lynn. Really
Thank
appreciate you,
you
being on the program.
Always fun, Jay. Bye-bye.
You got it. Thanks. All right, there you go. Intelligent Design shot down in Dover, Pennsylvania, but look for the battle to come to a state near you, because I know that there's a proposition on the ballot that's going to come up on the ballot, supposedly here, where this show is coming from this morning in Colorado. 1-877-34-JERRY, 1-877-345-3779. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer, and this is Springer on the Radio.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people. And neither do we.
Our number is 877-34-JERRY. Call now.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the sports column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted sports column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electra Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
Looking to stay fit during the holidays? Then check out MileHighMarket.com. Right now you can save $200 off retail on a Bowflex Sport with more than 60 gym-quality exercises. 24/7 online ordering with same-day shipping. That's MileHighMarket.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Need something to complete your indoor game room? Then go to MileHighMarket.com and get a multi-game table with poker, blackjack, and bumper pool all in one. Or do you need prime seating to watch all of the upcoming sports action? Then check out the iJoy Robotic Massage Chair. If you're a workout buff, then the New Balance Recumbent Exercise Bike is for you. All this and more is available at MileHighMarket.com. Buy today and receive an extra 5% off and free shipping to your door. MileHighMarket.com, powered by Gately's.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you.
We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-220-1320. For a church, school, a gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-220-1320. That's 800-220-1320.
Get into the sling of things and buy a sling box this week only for $199. Go to milehighmarket.com and buy the hottest product on the market and watch TV anywhere. Makes a great holiday gift. Free same-day shipping to your door. That's milehighmarket.com.
To learning moments. For more information, visit bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Minutes before the hour. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio. 1-877-34-JERRY. 1-877-345-3779. Thanks for stringing along with us here today. And you just heard the Reverend Barry Lynn talking about the whole Dover, Pennsylvania case and intelligent design earlier on this show, which is originating today from AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk here in the Boulder, Denver area. As we've been doing a lot of mornings between 6 and 7, been talking about this whole Merry Christmas thing. So if you want to get into that and plus the intelligent design and want to have a discussion here about the religious right, I welcome any calls on this at 1-877-34-JERRY, 1-877-345-3779, as long as you're relatively sane. I mean, don't drive Megan nuts, okay? Because she has to put up with me. So that's enough right there. Let's go to Robert in Atlantic Highlands, New Jersey. Robert, hi.
Hi.
Hey, before you get started, can you explain something to me? Where is Atlantic Highlands?
It's near Red Bank, New Jersey, near Sandy Hook.
Okay. Yep.
All right, my question is, I don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater, and that means that in between the politics and intelligent design, there is a really valid question, and that is there really a creator? Now, you know, science can't disprove the existence of a creator. At best, it says it doesn't need one now. My thing is this. 13 billion years ago, there was a universe the size of a pea that exploded. And in the primordial mass, I have Chinese food 13 billion years later. Is that any more preposterous than the existence of a creator?
Well, to answer that, I think you're free in any way, shape, or form to believe in a creator, and then there is some people in the world who are agnostics. Then there are some who are straight out atheists. But here's a problem we get into. First of all, we got a wall of separation between church and state. Second of all, if you're going to teach about a creator, you could do that, I guess, in a comparative religion class in a high school. But you know what? You can't teach that as science because it's not science. It's not recognized as legitimate science, and that's the problem. And then you could even complicate it even more. How about this? You get into this about teaching about a creator in high school, then the inevitable debate is going to turn to this. Whose creator are we talking about? I mean, we got enough of these kind of problems in this country to begin with. And I was mentioning this earlier this morning. Do you want this country to end up in a situation like Iraq, say, for instance, where the Shia and Sunni have, are against, if we start splitting, this country down religious lines and start to get into these battles, when we have a First Amendment that, that frees us up from having any kind of quote-unquote official religion?
No, I'm saying science needs to take the lead in trying to see whether a creator exists or not. I mean, they can't disprove it, as they say, and in the best they say it doesn't need one right now, but there is no compartment within science that seems to be dealing with, is there an existence of a creator? I mean, we're in our infancy of thinking in terms of science at this point, but to push it out completely, empirically, make tests, do something.
Yeah, but I don't think anybody's talking about pushing it out empirically. I can't even say that word here this morning. But I don't think anybody's talking about pushing it out. I think what they're talking about here, no, I know what they're talking about here is, we have a wall between separation of church and state. These people Oh, I sound like Rush Limbaugh, don't I? These people. Yeah. You know, I do, don't I? Oh, that's scary. Next thing you know, I'll start taking OxyContin. Okay, you know, there are people out there who want to destroy that wall. They want to do it any way they can, whether it's teach intelligent design in a public school or get into this whole stupid debate about the holidays, and we just don't want to go there. Look, I think, you know what, I think we ought to have comparative religion classes because I think people ought to be enlightened about all religions, and I think they ought to teach that in high school. But you know what? That's as far as it goes. You can't teach it as science. And if science wants to take the lead to try to discover what you're talking about, then science ought to go ahead and do it, but you can't put it in public education.
I agree.
All right, man. Hey, I appreciate it. And you know what? I've never heard of Highlands, New Jersey, Atlantic Highlands, New Jersey, so I just learned something today. Thanks for the call. Okay, because I never have heard of it. But, you know, when I lived in Chicago, there were what they call little villages there that I had never been to some part of those. I'd never been to any of those places. And they used to call me and get on the air, and I'd have no idea. I mean, I'd know kind of geographically where they were, but I'd have no idea. I'd never been there, so I wouldn't know. You know, I just didn't know anything about them. 1-877-34-JERRY, 1-877-345-3779. If you want to continue this discussion about teaching intelligent design, or if you want, you know, even want to bleed over into the Christmas controversy about teaching, but teaching intelligent design in schools, I mean, are you for that, teaching creationism? I certainly am not. J. Marvin, in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio.
You're free, and freedom is beautiful. And, you know, it'll take time to restore chaos, but we will.
Intelligent talk radio. That might be a contradiction in terms. This is Jerry Springer on the radio.
Jay, in for Jerry Springer. AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760.
The real story, 24-7 on AM 760.
Jay Marvin, 6 to 10.
Al Franken, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
Randy Rhodes, 48, the best.
Get wrinkles? Did you know that you can finally do something about it? At home? You get wrinkles because your skin loses collagen. Now you can restore collagen with Hydraderm Beverly Hills. This patented fast-acting wrinkle-reducing serum actually delivers full, intact collagen molecules directly to the skin. To try it free, call 1-800-441-9116. When you were young, collagen made your skin feel smooth and firm. As you aged, you lost collagen, and you developed wrinkles. Now you don't have to get injections to restore your youth. Hydraderm feels light and silky, but it's also powerful. With Hydraderm, you can enjoy the stunning and flawless skin that you deserve. For a limited time, get your free trial of Hydraderm by calling 1-800-441-9116. A free trial just for calling. Call 1-800-441-9116. That's 1-800-441-9116. Call now before this free trial offer expires. 1-800-441-9116.
If you love your coffee and want to take it with you when you travel, you need to learn about Road Warrior brand Laptop Coffee. Laptop Coffee is travel-friendly coffee, sealed in personal tins. Plus, it's superior gourmet compared to the coffee most hotels leave for you in the room. Each tin contains 2 4-cup filter packs for 2 personal pots of rich, full-bodied, 100% Arabica coffee. You'll never have to endure lousy in-room hotel coffee again. For a free sample, click the ad on your screen or log on to laptopcoffee.com and order the free sample pack.
The world has been good to Fisher Investments. We've experienced tremendous growth for decades. Now we want to give something back. So we're offering a new no-cost or obligation report to people who won't ever be our clients. Maybe you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make. Although at Fisher Investments we do business only with high net worth folks and institutions, we're happy to share these key insights with investors. Our experience managing $25 billion for millionaires and pensions has given us valuable insight. Insight that can help you quickly identify and hopefully sidestep mistakes most investors make. The worst and most costly ones. So request your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make today. No charge and no sales pitch. The world has been good to us, and now we want to give back. It's not just our desire, it's our responsibility. For your free report, call 1-800-771-3464. That's 1-800-771-3464. 1-800-771-3464.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive.
Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Looking to stay fit during the holidays? Then check out MileHighMarket.com. Right now you can save $200 off retail on a Bowflex Sport with more than 60 gym-quality exercises. 24/7 online ordering with same-day shipping. That's MileHighMarket.com.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
Looking for the best present you can buy? Then go to MileHighMarket.com and check out the iJoy robotic massage chair with 3D human touch technology that feels like strong hands kneading your neck, back, legs, and feet. This gift and many more available at MileHighMarket.com.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio. 1-877-34-JERRY, 1-877-345-3779. Coming up next hour, we're going to talk to Eric Alderman from The Nation. And we'll take your calls on just about anything. So we'll open the phones, too. Let me go to Lisa in Nashville, who's hanging on Music City, USA. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm just really confused about what the Christian right or whoever these groups are that's pushing this thing. There's two observations that, you know, I'm trying to get some clarity on. One is that they started their own schools years ago.
Right.
But when they see what our children are doing in public schools, I've had parents say to me, oh, I wish my child had that kind of exposure. And to me, it's simple. Well, you know, put them in public schools. And then as I think about that more, and I look at it from our president, in the perspective of our president, I began to wonder if they even put any value on education. It seems like to me sometimes they feel like, If you have a belief in God, and I'm a Christian, but if you have a belief in God, that's enough. You don't need, you know, certain other types of qualifications. That's all there is. And then the second thing that I'm just really kind of confused about is if they want religion in our schools, does that mean that we can go into their church and teach biology? I think that as Christians, individually, we're charged with going out and spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Well, you just...
It seems like a lazy perspective for them to want to go out and hit millions of people at one time and try to convert them in some way.
Yeah, but you just hit the issue over the head. You know, there are those out there who are members of the Christian right, the radical Christian right, they're not mainstream Christians, who believe that, one, they're superior, and two, that it's their job to convert people like myself and others who, in my case, I'm Jewish, to convert us to accepting Jesus as our Lord and Savior, because if we don't, then we're going to hell. And what they want to do is they want to witness for Christ, and they not only want to witness for Christ in their own church, they not only want to witness for Christ in their own schools, but they want to bring it into our schools as well, into the public school system, which I was educated in. And a lot of people listening to the show probably went to public schools, and they want to bring it in there. And they do not fundamentally understand that this is a nation of diverse views, and that we have, as I keep harping on, we have a separation of church and state in this country based on the experience of our forefathers who wanted to escape the Church of England. And you know what? But you can't reach those people. And let me recommend a book for you to read. Read Jimmy Carter's current book about American values, because he gets into all of this in the book. And it's really a good book, and it's been a number one bestseller in the New York Times list now for weeks. And if you were one of these people who really didn't like Jimmy Carter, check this book out, because this book is marvelous. And you know what? Once again, I hate to sound like Al Franken, it makes for a great holiday gift. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Good to have you along here. And this is Springer on the radio.
In for Jerry Springer on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Now through Saturday.
Joseph A. Bank, Aspen Grove, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Inglewood, Colorado Springs, and now open in Loveland.
This is Randy Rhodes.
This is Ed Schultz.
Bill gives the government too much potential power to invade privacy. The Patriot Act is set to expire in 10 days. The White House rejects calls for an extension of the bill to allow time to resolve differences. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Now, within the past hour, the Senate voted by the slimmest of margins to cut almost $40 billion in federal spending over 5 years. Vice President Dick Cheney cast the deciding vote in his role as Senate President. It's day two of the New York transit strike, with the second rush hour just getting underway now that occupancy restrictions have been lifted on cars and trucks. Live to WCBS traffic reporter Tom Kaminsky. And Tom, how does it look?
Well, it's looking now as it would at about 7:30 in the morning. Long delays now here on the Long Island Expressway from just about the Old World's Fairgrounds into the Queens Midtown Tunnel. The four-to-a car rule is over for the day, and I tell you, a lot of commuters learned their lesson on the first day. They either got into town well before 5 o'clock this morning or waited until now to come into Manhattan. Nick?
New horrors related in a Baghdad court where 2 weeks after boycotting, Saddam Hussein has returned to his trial. CBS's Cammy McCormick is covering.
Once again, witnesses describe townspeople from Dujail being rounded up after the assassination attempt on Saddam, young and old.
They took us, all of us, the father, 77 years old, and the youngest, 6 years old.
And the torture that followed.
Blood would flow.
A second witness described being tortured while Saddam's half-brother and former intelligence chief sat nearby eating grapes. Cammy McCormick, CBS News, Baghdad.
A smoking gun. Investigators think they may have pinned down why a seaplane went down Monday off Miami Beach, killing at least 19 people on board. CBS News correspondent Bob Orr.
Looking at some of the early wreckage retrieved from the water, investigators see very clear signs of metal fatigue. They're not ready to say that this is the absolute cause of the crash, but it is a very, very strong clue that that's very likely where the investigation's going.
The Garden State is cracking down on teenage steroid use. Starting with the next school year, New Jersey will require random testing of high school athletes. The governor, in signing the measure, said that he anticipated as many as 8% of high school athletes could be involved. New Jersey is the first state to take such an action. Checking Wall Street's numbers right now, the Dow is ahead 74 points, the Nasdaq up 16. This is CBS News.
If you're self-employed or you run a small business and you need competitive health insurance, pick up the phone right now and call Mega Health, 866-500-MEGA. You don't even have to leave your home or office. Call us now and a friendly Mega Health representative will come to you and explain your health insurance options. So again, if you're self-employed, run a small business, or if you're on a COBRA plan and it's about to expire and you need dependable, reliable health insurance, call Mega Health now for a free quote. 866-500-MEGA, 866-500-MEGA, 866-500-MEGA. These competitive health insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company, and coverage may not be available in all states, so call now and see if you qualify. 866-500-MEGA, 866-500-MEGA, 866.
At only 1% over cost, call now, 800-794-2125, 800-794-2125.
Jerry Springer on the radio.
Six minutes past the hour. Jay Martin sitting in for Jerry Springer. I appreciate Jerry giving me a chance here. We'll be here until Friday. And this is Springer on the radio. Let's talk to Eric Alterman. Eric Alterman is with Nation Magazine. He also blogs for MSNBC. He's got a great book out called When Presidents Lie, A History of Official Deception and Its Consequences. Eric, good morning and welcome.
Thank you.
All right, let's get into this another 9/11. Never mind. You talk about how the Bush administration, acts incomprehensibly weird about 9/11. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, I don't say that they act incomprehensibly weird about 9/11. They were incompetent with regard to 9/11, and missed all the signals and paid no attention to terrorism beforehand. And maybe it could have been prevented, maybe not, but we'll never know. But I actually understand. There were a bunch of ideologues. They wanted to focus on Star Wars. They didn't care about terrorism very much. They didn't have any political reason to. What I find odd is how little they seem to care about protecting us from another 9/11. That they're actually I mean, it's hard to believe, but they're actually sabotaging congressional efforts to fund programs that would do some obvious things, like helping to protect chemical and nuclear plants near populated areas. You know, roughly 14 million people are vulnerable to attack in the New York metropolitan area, but nothing is being done. The companies are not being forced to take any extra precautions. Almost anybody could go in there and do whatever they wanted to, and there are any number of examples like this. And when the 9/11 Commission issued its compliance report card a couple weeks ago, they got F's in all the important categories.
Well, you know, you talk here in your column about the way they went about to, the way the money was spent. And that it was misspent for things like, in Columbus, Ohio, they were free to spend Homeland Security funds on bulletproof vests for fire department dogs. And in New Jersey, they spent the money on air-conditioned garbage trucks. I mean, how does that happen?
Well, it happens because there's dysfunction and irresponsibility at all levels. And there's no oversight. The Department of Homeland Security is a joke. Nobody takes it seriously. And so they spend the money on whatever they want to because there's no coordinated plan anywhere. I mean, New York is just as vulnerable today as it was on September 10th, 2003, to the kind of attack because there's absolutely no coordination between the feds and the city and the state, and none of the obvious things have been done. The only thing that we would be protected from today, really, is the exact same group of guys doing the exact same thing. I mean, airports are more secure, but that's it.
You also talk about the media's reaction into this and their basically failure to report on the administration basically, you know, and the GOP-controlled Congress basically doing nothing about this with no oversight.
Yeah, I find it very odd that the media didn't pay, particularly the New York Times, didn't pay more attention to this report because this was the city that was attacked. And the New York Times, you know, it got taken to the cleaners. Its reporter, Judy Miller, was one of the ones who purveyed all this nonsense about WMDs. And here we have a scandal, I think, of significant proportions that the administration is not doing the most fundamental things to protect the United States from another attack. And they didn't seem to think it was news. I don't get it at all. I can't explain it.
9 minutes after the hour, Eric Alterman from Nation Magazine, and also a great book, When Presidents Lie, A History of Official Deception and Its Consequences. You know, you point out something else in this column, which I find to be interesting. I don't know if you know the answer, and I don't think if anybody else knows the answer. You talk about the 9/11 Commission, and you talk about their 560-page report, but you say that it skirts questions that might reveal too much. Like, for example, and I've always wondered about this, what about Dick Cheney being able to okay the shoot-down of civilian jets if necessary? What is he doing making that call, and why wasn't Bush making that call?
You know, we never have learned the truth about what Bush did that day, and we've been given many, many answers. I wrote a book called The Book on Bush, which tries to go through all of the inconsistencies in the various stories that they've told about exactly what Bush said and did that day when he was flying around the country. I wouldn't be surprised personally if he had some sort of a breakdown that they've been covering up. I don't have any evidence for that, but that's because they won't give us any discussion. They won't give us any details about what actually happened. So it's very curious, and the commission, which did a lot of good work, didn't have the guts to go into this particular issue.
Did anybody raise it with them, do you know of?
No, I don't know. Everyone seems to think it's too politically sensitive, the idea that our commander-in-chief was out to lunch that day in some way, you know, or perhaps emotionally or mentally incapacitated. And again, I have no idea what really happened. I know what happened at that school where he continued to read the book, even though he was understood to be a target for a possible assassination attempt. And he said he didn't want to upset the children, as if protecting the country from a terrorist attack is less important than upsetting a bunch of school children. I probably think the school children would be pretty upset anyway once they found out what was going on. But the whole thing is very curious, and there seems to be a kind of conspiracy of silence about it.
Well, yeah, that brings me up to the next question, which is, you're the only person that I know of in this column in Nation that I know of. Maybe it's been raised by others, but certainly in the media it's never been raised. No one's ever asked what Bush did that day. Why is that?
You know, I found all these details on a website that I can't even remember the name of, where they did an incredibly detailed breakdown of that day and all the unanswered questions about it. And I think a lot of people in the media are worried about looking like conspiracy nuts, because there are a bunch of conspiracy nuts out there saying that this was planned by the government and that they knew and that they...
Oh, yeah, I've gotten calls about that.
Yeah, no. In fact, I heard Janine Garofalo say this on Air America one night when I was co-hosting, and I had to leave the room because I thought it was so silly. She didn't say it had happened, but she and the caller entertained the idea that it was possible. I don't think that's possible. I think that is irresponsible to say. Which is why I left that night. But obviously, this administration has an almost unprecedented combination of ideological fixation, dishonesty, and incompetence. And almost anything is possible within those confines. I don't think they're treasonous. I don't think they're mass murderers. I don't think they would deliberately kill Americans for their own vanity or so forth. But the degree of incompetence and the lack of simply caring, I mean, if you read the story in the New York Times yesterday about how those three women soldiers were killed, in part because of, we just didn't bother to protect them. We didn't give them the right kind of body armor. We just didn't care. It's not we. When I say we, it's this administration. Donald Rumsfeld said you go to the war with the army that you have, but they didn't have to go to war. And they, if they were going to go to war, they could have gone to war a lot more carefully than they did. But they just didn't care.
You know, you also bring up here in your column, too, which is that everything appears to be run, particularly this whole homeland security issue and the whole idea of protecting us against another attack. And, of course, Dick Cheney yesterday said that, you know, that's one of the reasons why, you know, that this NSA thing is okay and that, you know, that we need the Patriot Act and blah, blah, and goes on and on. And you say in here that it appears that everything by this administration is being run like a political campaign.
Well, I'm just quoting a former administration member, John DiIulio, who said before 9/11 that there was absolutely no policy arm of this administration, that absolutely everything is a pure political decision. And if you look at Grover Norquist's comments in that column, he explains, he gives really the only explanation for why they do nothing about Homeland Security, because it's not an issue the Democrats can win, period. People just trust the Republicans more on national security, which is why Bush, you know, did as well in the election as he did. I suppose he probably won it, although I'm not 100% sure that he did. And it was entirely because he had an 18% advantage over Kerry in security matters. Well, that's ridiculous. I mean, he's more incompetent in security matters than in almost anything else. And yet the Democrats just can't make this case. And if they could, you know, then we'd have a different kind of country.
That whole mommy-daddy party business, right, which I object to and makes me sick anytime I hear it brought up.
It's a lot more complicated than that. This has a lot to do with the anti-war movement and the rejection of that by much of the country and certainly by the military. It has a lot to do with cultural issues. And it has a lot to do with, you know, the way that liberalism went off the rails in a lot of ways in the 1960s and has never been able to regain the confidence of much of mainstream America, even though mainstream America agrees with most of the goals of liberals. It's a big problem. Actually, I'm writing a book about it now, but it's not that simple.
All right, Eric Alterman, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate you being on the program. And When Presidents Lie, A History of Official Deception and Its Consequences is a marvelous book. And I love you and the nation, too. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. All right, there's Eric Alterman. All right, it's 16 after the hour. Let's just talk about anything that's on your mind. We'll just open up the phones. 1-877-34-JERRY or 1-877-345-3779. This is Springer on the radio.
First, let me make it very clear, poor people aren't necessarily killers. Just because you happen to be not rich doesn't mean you're willing to kill.
The number you have reached is
877-34-JERRY.
Please check your number and dial again.
That's 877-345-3779.
This is a recording.
Springer on the radio. dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On-demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month, applies to digital silver with stars. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Restricted supply not available in all areas.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at riptidehosting.com.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-339-1195 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debt, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System, and I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt, and with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over a half million others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541.
I've must be activated within 14 days of purchase, but no later than 12/31/05. Age restrictions apply. Service renews automatically. Activation fee and taxes may apply. Details in store.
What would Lewis and Clark think today of the land they crossed 200 years ago? Walk with them and see what you discover at www.lewisandclark200.org.
A message from the National Council of the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial, the Missouri Historical Society, and the Ad Council.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
The hour, Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio. Thank you to Jerry for letting me sit in. 1-877-34-JERRY, 1-877-345-3779. And you can email me at am760.net. And I try to answer all my emails. All right, let's just open to the phones. And in the remaining time we have left, you can dictate what what we want to, you know, what we want to talk about. It's up to you. Let's go to Ian in New York City. Ian, hi, you're on.
Hi, Jay. I just want to say I think you're doing a great job. I wish we could hear you more often in the mornings here on the East Coast.
Oh, thank you. You're very kind.
Thank you. One of the things I wanted to bring up was your last guest was very eloquent and brought up a lot of very, I think, important issues. Made a comment about conspiracy nuts and not believing that this administration was capable of treason. Well, haven't they proven that they are capable of treason? Didn't they out a CIA agent working undercover on weapons of mass destruction, which is what they are, you know, suspending our civil rights to protect us from?
I think it would be hard to make a case about treason in regards to the CIA leakgate, but I think you can make a case that they broke a federal law, kind of similar to what's going on now with this whole FISA controversy. And you can also make a case that, on one hand, George W. Bush can't shut his mouth about the whole FISA and NSA thing, but when he's pressed about Karl Rove or Scooter Libby's involvement, and particularly Scooter Libby, and the whole CIA Plaingate situation, he says, well, you know, we can't comment on ongoing investigations. And he also, here's something else I left out. He also made a comment to, I believe, Brian Williams of NBC that, oh, Tom DeLay, he's innocent.
Absolutely. You know, the point I guess I'm trying to make is that people will discount conspiracy theories sort of out of hand without any sort of research. And if you look at 9/11 specifically, you'll see a number of inconsistencies and a real reluctance of this administration to actually investigate one of the worst attacks in American history and intelligence failures and the whole lot. And I guess I just want to say, I mean, you go back to, like, I think it was 98 that Bill Clinton made a formal government apology for the experiment done in the name of nuclear science against Americans. So, you know, I don't believe that this government, you know, historically, if you look back, has been, you know, unwilling to murder Americans, to harm Americans, to achieve its political military aim.
But you're not trying to make a case here that the government was behind 9/11. I mean, I completely reject that because, you know what? Think about this. How massive of a scale that would have to be, and how would you get everybody involved in that to be quiet when Bush has got a case now that there are people inside the Justice Department and other branches of government that are unhappy with his whole NSA thing, so they leaked it. I mean, somebody would open their mouth and say, well, you know what, the administration is responsible for this, and I have information about it. Somebody would feed it to somebody. Somebody would talk. Some part of the media, regardless of how lazy they are because of the sensationalism of it, would pick up on it, and it would be all over America. I mean, I just reject that out of hand. Ian, thank you. I appreciate the call. I can't go along with that. And, you know, I got in a big fight here with people who are, you know, are prone to believe that conspiracy. And, I mean, you can call me all you want about it and send me all the stuff you want through the mail. But you know what? It's like I can't buy it. Do I think this administration was incompetent? Yes. Do I think that there's something wrong with at the 9/11 Commission that Condoleezza Rice was able to duck the idea that Bush never read that presidential briefing memo thing, and that she said, well, it was, you know, Senator, it was in historical content? No, I don't think that's true, and, you know, it's sad that she was able to get away with that. Dan in Graceland, Tennessee. Dan, you're on.
Jay, I think that Jerry picked a good guy to back him up on
Thank
the
you.
Radio today.
You're very kind.
I'm your quintessential neocon. Let me tell you right now, Jerry and I have talked 3 or 4 times, and he's most amiable. He lets me have my say. I'm the kind of guy your audience out there probably hates to hear. But I think if George Bush, and give me just a minute to get my 3 points real quick, if George Bush was president for 20 years, and if we had no attacks for 20 years, I believe I'd be hearing the same thing on the radio. Hey, we're going to be hit any day now. We're not doing a good job. We're doing a good job. 4 years has gone by, and not one incident. Thank you, George Bush, and thank you for everybody that works with him. Now, Jay, give me another second. We had an election here recently in Tennessee, in Memphis, matter of fact, because the guy that was the state senator was kicked out, and he's Harold Ford Jr.'s Harold Ford Jr.
I'm familiar with the Ford family. I once worked in Memphis.
Okay, well, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. His aunt, Harold Ford's aunt, Ophelia, was elected by 13 votes. 6 of them, I believe, they were found out to be dead people that the precinct penned in their names. So, of course, this can be a terrible thing for Harold Ford Jr. to kind of try and get across and get over. But the thing is that that goes on no matter whether it's Republican or Democrat. But do me one favor, Jay, because I know you're about to leave me.
I'm not about to leave you. I want to challenge you on your first point, and I want to ask you something about this. Do you trust the 9/11 Commission?
Well, I'm not sure that I do, to be honest with you.
Thomas Keene, who's involved in the 9/11 Commission, is a Republican.
Yeah, you know, like I say, I'm not sure I do, and I think George Bush has made mistakes.
Wait a minute, I heard you, now you hear me out. The fact is the 9/11 Commission gave this government a failing grade. They gave them a failing grade in a lot of areas. And you know something? Who's responsible for that? The Democrats aren't in power. George W. Bush is responsible for that. Okay, you know what? Are you telling me that he's, like a Teflon pie plate and that the responsibility for this just slides right off of him? We're lucky we haven't been hit again.
You're right. He is responsible, but we have not been hit because these people are doing their job.
According to the 9/11 Commission, they're not doing their job. And let me give you some concrete examples here before I run out of time. Failing to provide adequate radio spectrum for first responders from a variety of agencies to coordinate their actions in emergencies. Allocating Homeland Security funds based on pork barrel politics, not on risk. Failing to make critical improvements in airline passenger and pre-screening. Refusing to declassify the intelligence budget, thereby precluding effective congressional oversight of budget priorities. Failing to set international standards for treatment of detainees and suspected in terrorism. And the list just goes on about the mistakes they've made.
But you've got all the time in the world. I don't. Let me say, Bill Clinton was handed Osama bin Laden on a plate.
You know what? I talked about this earlier. Don't start this thing about Bill Clinton. Because you know what that amounts to? That amounts to saying, Tommy robbed the liquor store, so therefore it's okay for me to rob the liquor store. Don't start it about bin Laden being handed to Clinton on a silver platter. You've had your say. The point is that I confront you about the failures that are pointed out by the 9/11 Commission, Thomas Keene, who is a Republican from New Jersey, and Lee Hamilton, who's a Democrat from Indiana, and you want to slough it off? Well, you're wrong, pal. Thank you for the call. Because you know something? No one is more responsible than the GOP. Nobody. Because they control both branches of government. And we're lucky we haven't been hit. We're lucky. And maybe the next time we're hit, if God forbid it ever happens, well, George Bush will read another book, like The Pet Goat, and fly all over the country where we have no idea what the hell he was doing. J. Marvin for Jerry Springer, Springer on the radio.
Your investments. We've experienced tremendous growth for decades. Now we want to give something back. So we're offering a new no-cost or obligation report to people who won't ever be our clients. Maybe you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make. Although at Fisher Investments, we do business only with high net worth folks and institutions, we're happy to share these key insights with investors. Our experience managing $25 billion for millionaires and pensions has given us valuable insight. Insight that can help you quickly identify and hopefully sidestep mistakes most investors make. The worst and most costly ones. So request your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make today. No charge and no sales pitch. The world has been good to us, and now we want to give back. It's not just our desire, it's our responsibility. For your free report, call 1-800-771-3464. That's 1-800-771-3464. 1-800-771-3464.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at RiptideHosting.com.
Do you know why you get wrinkles? Did you know that you can finally do something about it? At home? You get wrinkles because your skin loses collagen. Now you can restore collagen with Hydraderm Beverly Hills. This patented fast-acting wrinkle-reducing serum actually delivers full, intact collagen molecules directly to the skin. To try it free, call 1-800-441-9116. When you were young, collagen made your skin feel smooth and firm. As you aged, you lost collagen and you developed wrinkles. Now you don't have to get injections to restore your youth. Hydroderm feels light and silky, but it's also powerful. With Hydroderm, you can enjoy the stunning and flawless skin that you deserve. For a limited time, get your free trial of Hydroderm by calling 1-800-441-9116. A free trial just for calling. Call 1-800-441-9116. That's 1-800-441-9116. Call now before this free trial offer expires. 1-800-441-9116.
If you love your coffee and want to take it with you when you travel, you need to learn about Road Warrior brand Laptop Coffee. Laptop Coffee is travel-friendly coffee, sealed in personal tins. Plus, it's superior gourmet compared to the coffee most hotels leave for you in the room. Each tin contains 2 4-cup filter packs for 2 personal pots of rich, full-bodied, 100% Arabica coffee. You'll never have to endure lousy in-room hotel coffee again. For a free sample, click the ad on your screen or log on to laptopcoffee.com and order the free sample pack.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Animals on Earth, but they're endangered. We pose the greatest threat to their survival. Many manatees are killed or injured by boats or other recreational activities. I'm a writer of children's books, including one about manatees, and I believe education is the key. You can be part of the solution. Please contact Save the Manatee Club right now. Call 1-800-432-JOIN. Thank you.
AM 760.
The following is a non-religious and totally secular greeting from AM 760. We hope you have a wonderful time during any vacation days taken and any and all time spent with your family. Happy something or other from AM 760. Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
And now, Springer on the radio presents another Croc News classic. Veteran newscaster Gerald Furlong is on vacation, and so we proudly present one of his newscasts from the past. A Croc News classic.
I'm Gerald Furlong, Croc News. It's November 19th, 1983. And here's what's happening. President Reagan has sent a personal representative to the country of Iraq, offering support for that country's war with Iran. The Reagan staffer named Donald Rumsfeld met with Iraq's leader, Saddam Hussein. Rumsfeld shook hands with Hussein and said he looked forward to dealing with a reasonable Middle East leader for a change. 1983, seeing one of the worst deficits in American history, it's extra bad news this week to learn that the Army has been buying screwdrivers for $780 and toilet seats for $640. Embarrassed Pentagon officials said they will immediately conduct a $15 million study of how such wasteful spending could have occurred. The pop music phenomenon of this year has to be Michael Jackson's LP Thriller. Sales are through the roof. Everyone's trying to learn the moonwalk dance Jackson did last summer on television. Then that new cable channel, MTV, is playing his videos constantly. Jackson is enjoying all the attention, but says he feels like the fans he'll be most interested in haven't been born yet. Speaking of the music business, the recording industry has released a new technology called the compact disc. They claim that the disc, called CD for short, sounds better than vinyl LPs or tape cassettes, is more durable, and most importantly, it's absolutely impossible to make illegal copies. CD players cost only about $900. And it's the way it's going. August 9th, 1983. I'm Gerald Fearmon, Croc News.
This has been another Croc Newscast from the past. Join us next time when we turn back the croc to another Croc News classic from Springer on the Radio.
Jerry.
Springer on the Radio.
35 past the hour. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the Radio. Thanks so much for joining us. Thank you, Jerry, for allowing me to sit in this week, and I hope you're having a good vacation, Jerry, wherever you are. All right, I got to say something here, and it's not going to make me the most popular person on the planet, and that's okay. I don't care, because you know what? I don't believe in being dishonest. I mean, I'm one of these people, you know what? I get on. If I make a mistake, I admit it. But you know what? I also say what I think. And I'll tell you something. Don't call Megan, who gets the calls on this show, and try to get on and talk about this alleged 9/11 conspiracy. You know what? Don't do it. Don't email me on it, because I won't answer your emails. I'm sick and tired of it, and I won't put up with it. And I'll tell you something. Some of you out there need to take your tinfoil hats off and come into reality. Al-Qaeda attacked us. And you know something? We should have done something about it. Well, we went to Afghanistan. But you know what? We let bin Laden get away. And we never mentioned bin Laden anymore. Except Bush made a slip the other day about bin Laden and confusing him with Saddam Hussein. But we never bring up bin Laden. And you know something? We could have broken Al-Qaeda's back, and we didn't do it. We went to Iraq instead. But that's, you know, never mind. Never mind that. I won't entertain any more calls on the subject. I just won't. You know, I don't want to hear about it. And if that makes me an unpopular person, so what? Okay, what's the consequences of that? I'll never be able to do this show again? Fine. You know what? That's good. Okay? I'll get fired? That's fine. That's good, too. I could use a vacation. And trust me, I got plenty of money in the bank, too. Okay. Let's go back to the phones. Now I'm done throwing my temper tantrum. I've done torturing my pyloric valve, and we'll move on. Larry in Hoboken, New Jersey. Larry, you're on.
How you doing? I was in the middle of the Holland Tunnel when I first called you. Now I'm on 18th Street in New York.
Hey, let me ask you something.
Listen,
let me ask you something. With the transit strike, how are you getting into New York City?
Well, I'm driving in now because I go in late in the day. I can get in past 11, so I can drive in by myself. It's bad, but you know what? We've got to support the union. I'm a member of a union in this town, and we've got to support the union workers. We suffer a little now, but in the long run, we all benefit when unions benefit.
Amen. So, I agree with that 100%.
That's all I'm going to say. Listen, you know what? you just threw the gauntlet down about 9/11, but out of respect, I won't bring the subject up. What I will say is this, an old axiom, all that it takes for evil to succeed is for good men to do nothing. When Eisenhower was retiring on January 16th, 1961, he turned to the new president coming in, and he turned to the American people. You know the speech I'm referring to, the farewell to the nation, right?
Right, the military-industrial complex speech,
well,
yes.
But you know what? Go back and read the whole thing. Because what Eisenhower laid down then, in terms of many paragraphs talking about this nation and where we could potentially go, we have gone. And if we go back and look at that, in terms of the overall picture of our government, it's a very important thing to study your history to know where you were and where you are and where you're going. Eisenhower warned us. Kennedy, I think, probably heeded it. And there's one interesting facet of that, which a lot of conspiracy people will talk about. Recently, James Bamford's book, Body of Secrets, talks about Operation Northwoods. Are you familiar with
it? You know what? I know where we're going with this, and out of due respect, I don't want to go there.
Okay, well, all I'm saying, though,
I don't want to go there, because what ends up happening is then all these conspiracy freaks start coming out of the woodwork, and we're going to have to end up talking about this from now in memoriam, and I'm sick of dealing with it.
Well, just what I'm saying is history. Study a man like Eisenhower.
I do study history, and you know something? I don't want to talk about the idea that there's some big conspiracy out there, you know, to engineer some kind of national crisis by going after the World Trade Centers. Thank you for the call. Be safe, and good luck getting in New York City. Man, if I get another one of these calls about that, or anybody goes near it, you know what? Bang, you're off the air. I've had enough. And I'm very serious. You know, I'm serious about this. And I don't want to sit here and turn into a raving lunatic, but man, enough is enough already with this stuff. Because you know something? If you think about it on a practical level, do you think that somebody wouldn't speak up? I mean, look what's going on with the NSA situation. That there are guys working in the NSA who feel bad about Bush's blatant disregard for the FISA laws and the whole thing about the NSA spying on American people, so somebody leaked it out. Okay? You don't think if this didn't happen that somebody wouldn't talk? Because you know what? There's always somebody who says something, and their media always, no matter how lazy they are, if the story is sensational enough, they'll find out about it and they'll use it. Okay, end of discussion on this. Wait till Jerry gets back. Then call Jerry about it. He's probably more good-natured on this subject than I am. And I realize that I'm not good-natured on it, but I've had enough of it. 1-877-34-JERRY, 1-877-345-3779. And what that guy was saying, the one good thing that he did say, and I firmly believe this, is that we should support unions, because unions raise the standard of living in this country. They really do. And they have set the base in this country, early on. And we should support unions. And unionization is a good thing, not a bad thing. And this whole drive by this administration, for instance, I mean, the whole drive about unions and decertifying unions and the drive by business to do this, it's just wrong. It's wrong. And then it's our self-interest, and it's in our preservation to support unions, be it the transit union strikers in New York City or unions everywhere. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio.
Hey, Jerry Springer here, and I'm recording the latest version of Blowing in the Wind. I'll be putting it on eBay, and I expect it to be at least 1 cent by the time I return.
Join the discussion.
Hey, thanks for my call, Jerry.
By calling 1-877-34-JERRY. That's 877-345-3779. This is Springer on the radio.
Market.com and buy the hottest product on the market and watch TV anywhere. Makes a great holiday gift. Free same-day shipping to your door. That's MileHighMarket.com.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On-demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month applies to digital silver with stars. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Restricted supply not available in all areas.
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debt, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system, and I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt, and with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over a half million others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-339-1195 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Looking for the best present you can buy? Then go to MileHighMarket.com and check out the iJoy robotic massage chair with 3D human touch technology that feels like strong hands kneading your neck, back, legs, and feet. This gift and many more available at MileHighMarket.com.
Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Jerry, or 1-877-345-3779. This is Springer on the radio. Good to have you along. Thank you for choosing us, and I'll be here for the rest of the week, and then things will go back to normal. All right, let's go to Terry in Castroville, California. Terry, hi, you're on. You there, Terry? Oh, there you go.
Castro Valley.
Oh, is it Castro Valley? I'm sorry. I don't know why I said Castroville.
Well, there is a Castroville, too. That's the artichoke capital, but we're not the capital of anything.
Yeah, I've been through that. You know what? I'm from California, and that's why I probably confuse it, because I have been through the artichoke capital of the world.
It's great, isn't it?
Yeah, you know what? You know what? That's a fabulous area. You're absolutely right. But you know what? Don't talk too much about it, or we'll all move out there.
Oh, yeah, I know. We don't. It's pouring down rain. You don't want to come out here.
Okay.
I went to 13 years of Catholic school, kindergarten through 12th grade. We had science classes, and we had religion classes. Now, granted, I graduated a long time ago, 40 years ago, but I'm appalled at the way religion is trying to take over this country. I mean, the way I was taught was that the stories in the Bible were taught to teach people who were uneducated the fundamentals of the religion.
Right.
It wasn't the word. I mean, it wasn't, it didn't really happen. It was like an analogy so people would understand. And that science was valid. And science didn't negate the presence of God or the existence of God.
Yeah, I agree totally, and that's the way to teach it. The way to teach it, and we should teach comparative religion. You know why?
Oh, yeah.
Because there are a lot of people in this country who know very little about Islam, and that we should know about Islam. We should know about Catholicism. We should know about the Mormon religion.
Exactly, exactly. When I took comparative religion in college, one thing that just stuck in my mind was that every major religion has a hero born of a virgin and a flood. It's not just Christianity. That's a basis for getting people to believe in a religion.
I agree 100%. Terry, thank you, and stay dry. All right, let's go to Gil in Las Vegas. Gil, hi, you're on.
Hi.
I'll be in Las Vegas this weekend.
That's great. We'll look forward to seeing you.
Well, find me. I'll be staying somewhere around there, so maybe we'll run into each other.
I'll run around with a lantern looking for you.
Good for you, man.
Okay, let me roll through a couple of things. You're right on, by the way, on many of these aspects. And like the issue of putting those two guys that just called you a few moments ago and Wingnut Ed in his place yesterday, I don't know why Jerry gives these folks who are scripted nuts any airtime.
Well, because he should, because we all need to hear that side of it.
Yeah, but if they're going to speak, they should be at least have a copy of the Constitution in front of them.
Well,
let me roll on with some other items, too, and get your comments as we go through, okay? I think the demos are a sweep at the switch. We have Harry Reid, who is a minority leader of the Senate, has yet to field two congressional candidates in this 50-50 home state of Nevada, and that's missing a sure bet. We've got to change the Congress. That's what it's all about. 2006 is going to be a critical year.
I agree. If we're going to stop Bush, we got to do it in 2006. And, you know, Harry Reid doesn't play a total part in that. You know who else plays a part in that? And you should send the DNC an email. Is Howard Dean plays a part in that, too, because it's up to the DNC also to get out there and find candidates.
We need them to get organized and to put candidates up that can win elections.
All right, one last one because I'm running out of time.
Okay, very quickly, voting machine, simple solution, absentee ballots. And this Congress is going to give Bush a free pass on the spying issue. We're not going to see any articles of impeachment. What I'd like to see is some shadow Congress going through the impeachment process that's set up by citizens and put on the air by someone like Air America. I think it would be a real service to the public to provide that kind of a process in public, by the public, for the public.
Well, yeah, I think you're right about the articles of impeachment. We're not going to see it. It's unfortunate that we're not going to see it. If we were in control of the Congress, this guy, who's at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, would be in big, big trouble. And you know something? We have got, once again, to go back to what you said. We have got to get mobilized for 06. We have to. It's incumbent upon us to do it. People need to give money to the DNC. You know, you can give as little as $25 a month to them. We need to get mobilized and get mobilized now. Thanks, Gil. See you in Las Vegas. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. And this is Springer on the Radio.
Hey, I'm up in New York helping George Steinbrenner put together a team so we can buy a world championship in 2006. I might not be back, as I hope to be the new GM for the Yanks.
Jerry Springer on the Radio.
In for Jerry Springer. AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760.
The Real Story. 24-7 on AM 760.
Jay Marvin, 6 to 10.
Al Franken, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
Randy Rhodes, 48, the best.
Because then...
1-877-34-JERRY, 1-877-345-3779. You can email me at am760.net. And this the show originates here from... today and all this week from AM 760, the Boulder, Denver area. All right, let's go to James in Cincinnati. James, hi, you're on.
Hello.
Hi, James.
Hi, I have actually two things. First of all, George Bush is rubbish, period. Number two, just to touch a little bit about the immigration stuff, I'm myself a naturalized immigrant, and they need to set up incentives in programs like nursing, you know, for illegal immigrants, not just for, because right now what the law is set up such that you have to be legal for them to give you, say, permanent residency if you go into nursing or anything in the medical field. But they need to give incentives for those who are illegal, that are, if they go into fields like that are in critical shortage, that they'll be given something like a permanent residency. And then they set up taxes, special taxes for these people. So they pay a little more than the regular citizen. And then after, I guess, they naturalize, then it goes just to the regular American way. And then, I guess.
Well, you know, one of the things we should do in this country is get the best and the brightest minds to sit down and figure this whole immigration situation out, because unfortunately it's such a tough thing to deal with, and unfortunately what happens is that people, that it gets politicized, and then you got demagogues like Tom Tancredo from here in Colorado who try to use it to ride the wave of popularity. Thank you, James. Was that James' cell phone that was going off? Now how can he talk to me and it sounded like he was in his car, and then like he's got another cell phone ringing? I guess there are people in this world that have two or three cell phones. All right, let's go to Clark in Lakewood, Colorado. Clark, make it quick, but you're on.
How you doing?
Hey.
I just want to, my brother is fighting the war in Afghanistan, and I just want to say he's serving his country, and I wanted to thank you and other people on Air America for also serving our country. Standing up for the truth and standing up for what's right.
Well, you know what? Thank you very much, and we appreciate your brother's service, and we love the troops, and we support them. And I suggest everybody go to USO.org and contribute to the phone card program. It's one of the best things going, and it's a way to do something for your fellow Americans who are overseas in the military during this Christmas season. And I know Mary and I go to USO.org quite often, and you'd be surprised. I mean, no matter how much money you give, you'd be surprised how good it really makes you feel. And you know something else? For those people who pick on those of us who are on the left, liberals and progressives, you know, and try to claim that we're anti-troop, you know what it does? It sends the middle finger to them. But you know something? It'll make you feel fulfilled, and really, it's the holiday season. All right, that's it for this morning, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Thanks to Megan, thanks to Will, and thanks to John Turk here on this end. And thanks to AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk for allowing me to do this. Okay, And thanks to Jerry, too, for allowing me to do this. I don't want to leave that out. Have a good day.
Jay Marvin, in for Jerry Springer on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Robotic massage chair with 3D human touch technology that feels like strong hands kneading your neck, back, legs, and feet. This gift and many more available at milehighmarket.com.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and